about.
Hi.
Hi.
It's like hello, only shorter.
Yes, glad we were able to save that time.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Listen, people, we know you're having a great time, but it takes a lot of guts to come up here and do this, so don't be rude.
Kevin is flipping off the crowd.
As well he should.
The crowd will start throwing things momentarily.
No,
fight him, Kevin.
Fight him, Kevin.
Fight each and every one of these bastards.
You don't have to be a dick.
K-Rock is the greatest radio station in the world.
Because y'all keep it funky.
And?
And juice.
It's time to face the hole.
And now.
The best part of making up is with two girls and one.
Our feature presentation.
Nope. That is not the best
nope
part
indeed.
Of waking up. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean show. It is a Wednesday morning.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, Bean.
What are you wearing?
A parka.
Oh, that's right. I forgot it's you.
She's in a full snowboarder outfit.
Is this the coldest weather you've ever been in your life, Lisa? I know you complained about the cold, but now you're getting into an area where a lot of people are saying it's cold, not just you.
Yeah, no, I've been in Mammoth. I've been in the mountains before. Sure, it's this cold, but you expect it there. This morning was 37 degrees.
Did you die?
How do people live?
I had to, you know, wrap Boner up in like bubble wrap and 25 blankets to get him outside to go potty because he would die instantly.
Yeah, he would.
He really would.
Your dog would die within 15 seconds in
pretty
that kind
much.
Of weather.
We have a nonstop struggle in my home as Donna insists on putting sweaters on for the dogs when they go outside to pee. When they're outside and it's, I don't know, they're outside for how long does it take to run out and pee and come back in? A minute? Less?
Yeah, about
maybe?
A minute.
Yeah. And they are wearing fur coats already. I feel they're fine.
Yeah.
I feel they don't need head-to-toe weather protection to go outside if it's 40 degrees or 35 or even 30. You know what I mean?
But
they'll survive.
Does she dress them up for holidays, etc.? Because that means she just likes to dress them up.
I don't know. She claims, like Lisa claims, that she can read her goddamn dog's mind.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Boner's dying. If Boner doesn't have a parka on, he'll die.
He's layered right now. He has a sweater, and then he has a hoodie.
Oh, you know what?
What a miserable dog your dog is.
He spends every day going, why does mommy tie me up?
Yes.
Why am I binded? Why can't I run free like an animal?
My kids get so mad because they'll get a nice new sweater or something. They'll put it on the dog, and I'll take it off and hide it.
Oh, Kevin.
Every time.
What if that dog's cold?
And the dog's not.
Are you
the dog
sure?
Is fine. Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Yes.
I am
sure.
I am sure also.
And then they're like, oh, seriously, this is real funny, but tell us, and I never do.
There must be like a pile of clothes somewhere.
Oh, yeah. I get rid of them. Don't worry.
Boner dreams of sweet death. That's all he cares about is let me leave this earth so nobody will put clothes on me.
If you could see him shivering, even in his sweater and his...
But let me ask you a question. When you brought him in,
yes.
And he was a little nervous because of all the new people and different people.
Mm-hmm.
He was shaking. Was he cold,
Lisa? He's at home with me.
Wait, was he cold?
He's at home with me.
Answer the question.
You answer my question.
He was shaking. Was he cold?
No.
Okay, it doesn't always mean cold.
No, but it does when he's at home with me.
Maybe he's just terrified that you're going to dress him up again.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the anticipation of, oh my God, here comes the bad lady with the
all
things.
Right. It's cold outside and she's going to put a sweater on me.
Even though he's got two layers of clothes on, he still burrows under a blanket in his bed. Explain that, mister.
Because it's comfortable. That's why.
It's
soft and fluffy.
He could be on top of the blanket.
Because
he's
so uncomfortable with the clothing that he's got on that he's got to find a position that makes it not so bad.
He's trying to hide.
Yes.
He doesn't want the world to see him. Don't look at
correct.
Me.
Correct. And he's hoping to smother himself.
I don't know if you leave the radio on at home, but Boner, if you can hear our voices, run for it, pal. Run for it. Seriously.
It
there's a way to
better.
Burrow out. All right. Well, listen, now we've wasted all of our time. Could I tell you my story
sure.
real fast?
Yes.
Anyone seen Carrick.com's Lightning yet? Is he on suicide watch? Does he have
why?
A doctor following around to make sure he's okay? Well, you heard about the car crash in Japan, and I just know that this must have killed Lightning.
I didn't hear about that, no.
Oh, you'll love it so much. It's being called one of the most expensive car crashes ever, not in terms of the number of cars that were involved, because it was only 14. And we've seen some of these, you know, these crashes in the fog on Interstate 5 in California where sometimes 40 cars can be involved. But because of the cars involved... It cost over $1 million in damage for these cars. Eight Ferraris, a Lamborghini, a few Mercedes Benzes. This happened on the Sunday morning, by the way, in Japan. Apparently, there was an auto club meeting, basically. This is a group of people with fancy cars who get together and do stuff.
I love it so much.
Yes. Japanese police, by the way, they call it a gathering of narcissists, which I just love because our police don't tend to make opinions, you know, about the activities,
yeah,
what they're doing with the president.
Guess about these people.
Right.
I don't know. They love themselves a little too much for my taste.
They were all driving to a supercar meetup in Hiroshima. Hey! About 100 vehicles were there expected to show. And they were traveling between 80 and 100 miles an hour when the crash happened. Here's where it gets great. Police and video reports say the wreck began when a 60-year-old businessman from Fukushima, driving a Ferrari F430, attempted to pass a Toyota Prius, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, the Prius is back!
A Toyota Prius who was probably driving too goddamn slowly for the road.
He probably wasn't going 80 to 100 in a Prius.
And maybe he should have been keeping up with traffic, Lisa, like Prius owners don't. Right?
Are they allowed to go 80 to 100?
I don't know how fast they're
speeding. I don't know either.
I don't think they have autobahns there.
I don't think so either, but I believe, as Bean does, that whatever the speed limit was, it was 15 miles an hour under.
It was clearly the Prius's fault.
I think so.
That's what we're saying.
Yes.
So the guy driving the Ferrari tries to pass the Prius, probably driven by a woman, but instead he hits the guardrail that set off a chain reaction among the cars who were all driving in a tight formation. You know how it is. It's like you're watching a race on Fox, you know?
Yeah.
All these cars are bunched up looking for position, trying to figure out how they could pass each other and be the fastest dude on the road, right? So the lead Ferrari hits the guardrail, chain reaction, seven other Ferraris, a 360 Modena, an F355. I throw these out for the car enthusiasts so they can weep. Testarossa, Lamborghini Diablo, a couple of high-end Mercedes. By the way, the Prius sustained some rear bumper damage but escaped relatively unharmed.
Love
while
it.
Most of these high money cars were totaled.
Yeah, but
which I think is interesting.
If you dent one of those high money cars, they go totaled.
Maybe so.
Let's clarify: it's not the Prius; it's Prius owners,
right? 14 cars.
Let's also clarify: it's not that they're all Asians driving.
Of course not. No one said that.
That didn't even occur to me. 14 cars involved, by the way, only minor injuries, but a lot of people are calling their insurance company, going, "Yeah, that happened."
Sweet.
So poor Lightning. I know he must have wept because nobody loves these fancy cars more than he does.
How's that little car meeting going to go? Oh, man, you should see. Look at the picture. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Why not, Bean? This is America.
That's true. And this is Kevin. That's Doto, who can never tell us apart, even in person. Scott Weiland on the program today.
All right.
Really?
Talking about his new Christmas CD.
Mm-hmm. How likely is that to happen?
Quite.
Okay.
Or not at all. I'm not sure. We have a brand new internet roundup. We have Matt Money Smith coming in to talk the NBA.
All right.
Fantastic.
Figure out what's going to happen with that. It starts on Christmas Day. It's going to be a shorter season, the whole deal.
The Clippers are still in the NBA or no?
I think so.
They're still technically part of the league? Okay.
I believe they are, yeah. Especially with Blake Griffin. Thanks for the Info Bean today.
Yes.
That doesn't seem possible.
That's going to be funny. It might be the best batch
yet.
I don't know. Best batch yet? I think so. We also have light heavyweight champion of the world who's fighting this Saturday night in the UFC, John Bones Jones. He's going to be on the program.
Sweet.
Very excited about that. And tickets in the pit for you for the 22nd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. So that's coming up this morning. We'll take a break and come back with the Showbiz Bee next. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show.
And now, a moment with Bean.
Adam Carolla, as you know, is the head head comedian. He's the leader of the
podcast, yeah.
Most downloaded Guinness podcast in the world, courtesy of the Guinness Book of World Records.
<That's> sweet.
That was a moment with Bean. Good times.
That was unbelievable.
Listeners have been requesting, by the way, they want to know if we're going to do our annual countdown that we do this time each year, where we look back at the top 10 moments with, top 10 new drops, top 10 various things that we do.
Yeah.
I think I think Kevin had a great idea yesterday. Top 10 beer mug drops.
Oh, I like
beer
that.
Beer mug has its own category this year.
How do you bring, so how do you narrow it down to 10?
I like that because the moments with, let's be honest, are eight me and maybe one Bean and maybe one Ralph, maybe one Lisa, but just mostly me.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Yeah. So that sucks for me.
So you want to share the suck? Is that what you're doing?
I would like to not do that, but I know people like it, so.
We may have to get cracking on that. Get the team on the 13th floor to start working on the best of the internet roundup and all the other stuff that we look back at in 2011.
One floor, no 13th
floor. No 13th floor.
Ralph is here now. Time for our first look at the showbiz beat on a Wednesday Kevin and Bean show. What's going on, Ralph?
Good news. Kate Major has been found. Everyone relax. Everyone back to your homes, please.
Was she lost?
Who's that and what? Why do we care?
I told you yesterday that Kate Major, former girlfriend of Michael Lowen, was in the hospital.
Oh, yes, yes,
and then she disappeared in the middle of the night. And they said, where's Kate Major? And we were out there looking all yesterday.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
I had bloodhounds, and we were out there with the SWAT team. We were
wow.
looking. Turns out we needn't had looked for her. She was in the hospital the whole time.
What?
Yeah.
They lost her?
They lost her. Yeah, that was the story. She was in the hospital for seizures, and then yesterday I reported that she disappeared.
Right.
And so they couldn't find her in the hospital. They thought, oh, she's walked out in the middle of the night from the hospital. She just checked herself, leaving everything behind. She just left.
Uh-huh.
It turns out she had been transferred down to the rehab unit. And she had checked in under a false name initially.
Nice.
Oh, I see.
So all of her paperwork got honked up. And so she was just in transit, and no one could locate her.
So it's still her. It's her fault.
She was in the hospital the whole time.
The whole time.
So everyone, please, back to your homes, back to your families.
That's good news.
All is well.
Everybody's been out driving around.
People's, Kate! You're hearing that all over Florida yesterday.
Man.
So it's good news. How much trouble is this guy in? Candace Bushnell. Does that name sound familiar to you?
Yeah.
Creator of Sex and the City.
Yep.
The devil.
She is the devil. Name. And she was also divorcing her husband, Charles Asgard.
Oh, uh-oh.
When she found out he was having an affair with a ballet dancer. She has hauled him into court and named the other woman, the alleged other woman, Georgina Pazgogin.
Who I bet is way hotter than she is.
As a co-correspondent in her divorce proceedings. How much is she going to write about this guy in the next Sex in the City movie?
It's going to be a whole other series.
Oh, Mr. Big or whatever, whoever is her inspiration for that dude in her life is just going to get destroyed.
I couldn't be happier. I miss Sex in the City.
Oh, Lisa.
But you've seen it, right, Lisa?
Yeah.
Oh.
My wife still watches it, and I just...
The TV series is awesome.
I just, I see it, and I go, nope, I'm out. It's not for guys anyway,
no.
Let's be honest.
Every Christmas I put on the DVDs.
Really?
Of course you do. What better way to celebrate? What better way to celebrate Christmas than with four boozy whores?
Having fun.
That have way better
Living
clothes
their
than
lives.
You.
Yeah.
That's in the 12 days of Christmas. I think four boozy whores. I think it's one of the things that they buy.
Is it something? Is there an attraction, Lisa, to watch other older women who can't find a husband?
Oh, I mean, giggity!
Wow,
giggity!
I'm just
wow!
I'm not talking to you anymore.
Good for you, Lisa. That was below the belt. Take 5 minutes. Walk that off, Lisa.
That
we're going to take a point off of Bean.
That is not okay.
Bean's a asshole.
Judges,
why not Bean? This is America.
Judges, take a point off the scorecards for Bean.
No judges. You're not pointing to anyone.
I'm pointing to the judges.
There's no one over there.
They're right there.
Okay. All right.
Looks like porn star Kim Kardashian and her family are going to make some more money.
Did you do another porn?
No, sadly, they're releasing a new line of nail polish. With a company called OPI. 100 grand for each of the Kardashian girls. In order to sign up to sell their nail polish. Or nail varnish, as they call it back in the good old days.
Varnish?
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
Kris, Kim, Courtney, Chloe, Kyle, and Kendall will all be getting $100,000 just to put their names on nail polish brands.
That's great. The little ones,
yes,
too.
I'm glad little ones are becoming money-grubbing whores as well. You can look for such great colors as... Completely in Love will be one of the new colors.
Really?
It's black.
How about that? What's it?
Because she wears the fingernail color.
This improv class is really paying off.
I think I quit myself nicely.
Chloe had a little lamb because she calls Lamar Odom Lamb. At least she called. Could be worse. She could call him Lammy.
She could.
That would be even more embarrassing.
That would be.
If that was my nickname.
Someone had that nickname.
I would just kill myself.
That's true.
I'd just choke myself with a dog sweater if that was my little nickname.
Yeah.
And listen to your momager. Listen to your momager.
Man, is she hateable.
Will be Chris's color. So everyone's getting a little something-something for their nail polish.
You know, some people never disappoint. Almost everybody does because they're human. Chris never disappoints.
She is
horrible.
As advertised.
Oh, my God.
See Glee last night? See Glee? Ever see Glee?
No, did not.
Red Solo Cup!
Did you see it?
No.
No.
But apparently they did a Jackson Family medley featuring Janet Jackson's Control, Jackson 5's ABC, and Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror. And the good news is, producer Ryan Murphy has announced that there will be an entire Michael Jackson tribute episode on January 24th. So you get to see Glee casting all of Michael's greatest hits.
Now, I imagine that'll be pretty popular because he's got such big songs.
Yes, but do you really want to see the Glee people sing Michael Jackson songs? I don't really want to see Michael Jackson sing Michael Jackson songs anymore. But for you Glee people, for those of you who are still out there, congratulations. Kevin?
Yes?
Congratulations to you.
Thank you very much, Ralph.
Here is your opportunity, sir. Here is your chance. Oh, a lifetime.
Okay.
Scarlett Johansson.
Yes.
Who I know is one of your faves, is auctioning off a date with her.
Yay!
You can be her escort on the red carpet.
Can you see me on the red carpet?
To the premiere of her newest film, We Bought a Zoo.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what's the name of the movie?
We Bought a Zoo.
I'm very excited about this movie, and now more so, now that I can take Scarlett Johansson.
You people!
What?
This movie looks like ass.
I don't care.
I don't see anything about it.
I love Cameron Crowe more than I love Matt Damon, even. Look, Kevin, I give Kevin, any of his movies a
wait,
shot.
Wait, what happened to Scarlett Johansson?
I don't know.
Kevin, wait till you hear. It's about a guy
who
decides to start over with his family,
uh-huh.
and so he buys an old rundown zoo with the animals.
Right.
And he brings it back to life with the help of his family, and they all learn a very important lesson about life and love, and they run a zoo. So they have all these animals. Kevin, do you think Bean's excited about this movie?
Yes, of course.
It doesn't have anything to do with that.
Oh,
I mean,
bite me.
That's why I'm excited.
I'm worried about I'm worried about this movie a great deal. The plot makes it sound like it could be awful. At least it's not like that Kevin James movie where all the animals secretly talk to him at night. I mean, they just play animals. But I just love Cameron Crowe. He's never made a movie that I'm not glad I saw, even if it were flawed. He's just a great writer-director.
How much do you think that'll go for? I mean, are we talking like $200?
Well, it's still going on.
Yeah. What's it now?
$200 that you're looking for? You're looking for a day with Scarlett Johansson for two bills? Is that what you're throwing into the ring, big spender?
I want to limit the outgoing money. I want to limit the cost. I don't want to spend so much.
For Scarlett Johansson, you don't want to spend so much. I've seen you tell Wind in a Pot of Us and spend $4,000 on Grey Goose and a limo.
Give me a shot, everything
but
will change.
But Scarlett Johansson, you're not interested in it.
Give me a
shot.
Can
you find out how much it's going for? Because I'm going to outbid Kevin on this.
Right now it is at $6,500.
I can't pay that much.
No, because you're cheap. But all the money goes to a charity. Kevin, you'll appreciate this. It's a nonprofit that provides meals for 55,000 kids in more than 318 schools around America. It's called Blessings in a Backpack. So it's for providing lunches, hot lunches for kids who can't afford it. And so all the proceeds will go to that charity. And you get to spend the evening with Scarlett Johansson as her date at her premiere.
It'd be worth it because I could close that.
Well, then
I think you could
pony up the cash.
I think you could. Where can one go to bid on this thing?
One can go to charitybuzz.com. Right. Charitybuzz.com.
Done.
And then you can bid on your date with Scarlett Johansson. And you can go see Matt Damon buy a zoo, more importantly.
And I'm going to say Matt Damon generally picks pretty good movies, too. He may know more about this than we do, Ralph. And if he signed off on the script, maybe it's not bad.
Can I walk the red carpet and then skip the movie?
Yes, I think that's extra. You have to pay extra for the charity if you actually don't want to sit down and watch Matt Damon buy a zoo. Today's celebrity birthdays, singer Tom Waits.
He does not sing well.
He's not a good singer.
He does not have a good voice.
He's not good. Correct. He is 62 years old today. Actor C. Thomas Howell, famously known as one of the Brat Pack back in the day. He was in The Outsider and flicks like that. Now he's on Southland. He plays that alcoholic cop on that show, and he does a great job. 45 years old today. Sherry Appleby from Roswell is 33 years old today. Jennifer Carpenter from Dexter plays Dexter's sister on that show, of course. She's 32 years old today. Today is also the day their divorce is official.
Is it?
Michael C. and Jennifer are no longer married. 32 years old today. Singer Aaron Carter's 24. And actress Emily Browning. Oh,
yes.
Oh, that Sucker Punch. Oh,
dude. I love that movie, too, but I think you and I are the only two.
Yeah, I watched it sound down, but still, I enjoyed it. 23 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Kind of sounds like we're making this up, but Scott Weiland, Velvet Revolver, Stone Temple Pilots, is singing Christmas songs and doing a Christmas song concert tonight at the El Rey. We will talk to Scott about that within the next half hour or so here on the Kevin Bean Show. Matt Money Smith comes in to talk all things NBA now that the schedule's out. And we got your tickets for your choice of nights in the pit for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas shows this weekend.
Time for thanks for that info, Bean. Bean has Asperger's, and because of that, he is unable to judge the people he's talking to. He's unable to judge their interest in the conversation that he's having. It's not really a conversation as much as it is a monologue.
Yes.
I try to have interesting conversation with my coworkers to make the time pass a little bit, as many people do, and it is not received well.
People who suffer from Asperger's have bizarre sort of interests, intense, odd interests, and they naturally assume, due to their mental illness, that everyone else has the same interest.
But since it's hardly mental illness.
But since we understand Asperger's, what it is, it's ASP, by the way, not B. Sounds funny. But it's a highly a functioning form of autism.
Yes.
He's super smart, but has no social skills. So he can't tell what's interesting and what's not interesting. So we try to clarify with a little feature we call
Thanks for that info, B.
I'd like to start out by saying we don't need more information. As we go along, here's what happens. During the commercials and songs, Bean talks to us. Not with us, but to us. I write it down verbatim, and then we read these so that Bean can get a better grasp on what's not being received well. We understand completely what you're talking about. Don't need further details.
Do we feel he's learned at all since we started this?
Then why do we still do the bit?
Because hope springs eternal.
Yes,
that's why.
Exactly.
So here's Bean, word for word. Wouldn't it be great if there was a band called Map of Hawaii?
Oh, jeez.
And then no one said anything, because that's the rule.
What
no
could you say to that?
No one is supposed to engage him. Yeah,
if most of the time we wouldn't. What would you say?
Okay, so, but haven't we had thousands of
Let me finish. Wouldn't it be great if there was a band called Map of Hawaii? And then nobody said anything. And then Bean continues, because he doesn't need anyone to reply to continue.
No.
Because people who got it would get it, and people who didn't wouldn't.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
I'm standing by that. It's a great band name.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
But here's a perfect example of how he doesn't understand social interaction.
Right.
The band name game is played by somebody saying, oh, man, I just had a torqued knee. I just torqued my knee. Oh, torqued knee. That'd be a great band. See, someone has to start something, and then you join it. There's some sort of interaction involved in that.
It's also not a conversation. It's only a punchline.
Right.
You say it, and then either people laugh or don't, and it's over.
You don't go out saying, hey, for Michael Bookcase, that'd be a good name for a band. You just don't just bolt.
Ah! Don't blow up.
So then I wrote down nothing, and then I wrote down 5 minutes later. Somebody already has mapofhawaii.com. And you know what they have on it? No one says what. No one answers. He says, a map of Hawaii.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
I was very disappointed.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
Why would you continue that, though? I mean, when you don't hear any response.
We used to think it was our fault. Remember, we said, if you ask Bean, or if you just try to appease him and be nice and be social, he'll keep going and going and
forever.
Going. So don't say anything to him. And now we're not saying anything, and it doesn't matter.
Are you ready for this one? this is vintage. It's leftover spaghetti time for Bean.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
So we were talking about what we were eating for breakfast. Or eating. These always come out of the blue. And we hate more than anything people who refer to themselves in the third person. It's leftover spaghetti time for Bean. Like we're going to start.
Not just spaghetti time, leftover. But we had to know that it was leftover.
Like we're all going to tweet, hey, everybody, we just found out what Bean's eating.
I wouldn't care if it was new spaghetti, but it's leftover.
Why would you tell us that?
Because I knew you'd be jealous because I had an awesome breakfast.
So we weren't, though.
Mm-mm.
Nope, not a little bit.
So song is fading out, and then Bean, in another one of his rare, just bizarre, he's in his own world comments, says, we're. He starts the sentence with we're, which is, I don't know who we are. We're in a race to see if the song ends first or my microwave.
That's that info bean.
Oh, are we?
We are.
Well, because I'm sitting there.
That's that info bean.
We know. The song has 30 seconds and your microwave has 30 seconds. We understand.
There's right, no need for clarification.
The clarification
that's
is
that
I have
info
to get up and turn the microwave
that's
on
that info
so it doesn't start beeping when it's done on the air. That's why it's important.
Sweet we Jesus. Play the burn game. And Bean tries it and fails miserably and says, I can't hear you. I'm in an Apollo 11 lunar suit.
That's that info, Bean.
What?
Now, I would like a follow-up question upon that. Like,
are you sitting around the house in a spacesuit?
We had that guy on, I think it was from Maxim, talking about great gifts for the holidays, remember? And he was telling us about a company that I thought it was the Apollo 17 suit that he was selling.
Sorry.
And we were talking about how that was available, and I said, I have to own a real-life Apollo 17 spacesuit. And then I was just imagining how awesome that would be if I had one.
Right, but you didn't.
So you weren't in one when you said that.
No, I mean, I was projecting ahead to when mine arrives.
I can't hear you. I'm in an Apollo 11. Lunar suit, or 17, or whatever.
That's that info, Bean.
So then it was Thanksgiving, and Bean said, the average Thanksgiving dinner is 4,500 calories.
Now, tell me that's not topical. And
that's that info, Bean.
To people the week of Thanksgiving.
That's that info, Bean.
We're all planning to have...
It's not, because you're not going to cut back. You know Thanksgiving is a boatload of food. You know it's a boatload of calories, and you don't care. You're just going
to
eat anyway.
I was surprised to see it was so much.
But the numbers, Kevin, you have to remember, for Asperger's
Good
syndrome
point.
People are like life's
Stupid
blood.
Lisa says, and I wrote down verbatim,
uh-oh.
That's a lot.
Oh, no.
That's that info, B.
You opened Pandora's box.
I'm sorry.
Now, listen to this. This has
right,
so much.
We are out of
it's
time,
the last
by
one.
The way.
This has okay. so much in it, though. I don't know how I'm going to get through it. This is all one thanks for info, B. If this rain keeps up, remember, Bean lives in Washington. If this rain keeps up, I'm going to be yelling at somebody if I don't get to see Justin Bieber on the Today Show. Now, where do you start with that, first of all? Because who's excited to see Justin Bieber on the Today Show, and it's raining, and we don't care, so no one says anything. And then Bean says...
Let me clarify this.
That's that info, Bean.
Clarification.
People don't understand the tie-in from rain to television is with DirecTV, your satellite.
Finish. Let me finish. Shut up. Let me finish. So he says, if this rain keeps up, I'm going to be yelling at somebody if I don't get to see Justin Bieber on the Today Show.
Right.
No one said anything.
Right.
And then he said, hey, I'm going to be really pissed. And then nobody said anything.
Yes.
And then Bean wrapped it up with, why is it that a satellite signal could make it all the way to your house from space, but can't make it through a little rain?
That's that info, Bean.
All of that happened.
Wow.
No one said anything. And I bet Bean went, that was a good conversation.
Score.
Started. Score.
Yeah.
I am a good conversationalist.
Like a young Oscar Wilde.
That's that info, Bean.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 25 minutes after 6.
Talk to Scott Weiland coming up here next on the Kevin and Bean Show. Kevin, I know you hate to follow politics at all. I know you've been managed to avoid as much as possible.
Hate it.
I know. But the election is coming up in less than a year now, so we're starting to get serious. The first primary in Iowa is January 3rd, which is less than a month from right now.
I think what they should do is they should limit the amount of time that people can run for office to one day. It should be one day before, one day before the election, but 24 hours, and just get everybody on the stage, and let's just hash it out.
I don't know about one day. I wouldn't mind if they did it like 3 months, though, or something like that, because it is easy to tune out. But there have been so many, especially, you know, the Democrats have their candidate, as you always do if you've got an incumbent. But the Republicans have so many candidates, and they've had so many debates to try to wean the field down. And there's been, it seems like every week there's a different leader. Now, the craziest debate ever was announced this past Friday. An organization called Newsmax is putting on a debate for the Republican candidates moderated by Donald Trump.
I thought that was a joke.
Come on, that can't be real.
No, it is very real, and it is going to happen, it
what?
Looks like.
Donald Trump, by the way, forget the fact that he's a reality television star and a private citizen and not an interviewer, but he also is a guy who almost ran for president already this year and still kind of keeps it open that he might jump in and run for president. You don't have a guy who might run for president be the guy who's interviewing guys who are running for president, do you?
He's a bag of hot air. I wouldn't take him seriously anyway.
No.
Who would say yes to that?
Well, John Huntsman and Ron Paul both said no out of the gate. They're not going to do it. Newt Gingrich is in. Rick Santorum apparently is in. Michelle Bachmann is a maybe, leaning yes. Rick Perry apparently is in. Apparently, as of last night, Mitt Romney is out. So I don't know how many candidates they need for this thing to go forward. But we wanted to find out more of what Donald Trump has planned and why on earth this is a thing that we are talking about in a serious time in our nation's history. Donald Trump joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hi, the Don.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
We are good. We're a little baffled.
Puzzled by this one. What's going on, Donald?
Why are you puzzled?
Well,
I am the most important person in the American political scene by far.
Right, and that's not true at all.
It is absolutely true. I am the most powerful individual in Republican politics who has his name on an apartment building.
Okay, that could be true with the clarification. Now, you have said in interviews leading up to, you know, since the announcement and leading up to now that all of these guys want you to endorse them. Doesn't that make there's some sort of conflict of interest if they're trying to impress the moderator so that they can get an endorsement?
Not at all. That's my reason for having this debate, because before I give my endorsement to anyone, I need to see these candidates and hear what they really stand for. So this way, we can get them up on stage, I can ask them some important questions, and the American people can benefit by watching their answers as well.
If you don't mind my, this is not meant to be negative, but who wants your endorsement?
They all do.
But why?
Because I have a large number of voters behind me. They were behind me when I was going to run for president.
You were never going to run.
And now they are waiting to hear the marching orders from me, General Donald, where they should place their votes. So everyone needs my support.
So your employees?
No, these are American citizens who know that I have in my heart what's right for this country.
Okay, Mr. Trump.
I'm a giver.
With all due respect, sir, many people have suggested that you can only talk about you and that you're going to figure out a way to turn this entire debate into talking about how smart you are and how awesome you are.
That is not the case.
All right.
I have many questions I'm going to ask these candidates to see what they are all about.
Okay. Like what? Do you have some possible questions?
I'm glad you asked.
All right, good.
First, I would open this up to all the candidates. Okay. My first question, what do you think of this tie?
That would be your first question.
Yeah, the tie I'm going to wear the night of the debate.
For the presidential candidacy?
Yes.
Okay.
But how does their answer have... How does that tell us, the potential voter, what they'll do for America?
Which one of my ex-wives do you think is hotter? That's a question I'd like them to answer.
I don't see how that helps anyone.
I bet many of them will say Melania.
Probably.
My current wife.
Yeah. Probably. But
Think my hair is real? It's another question.
Yeah, but that'll be a no across the board. So then,
should I bring Gary Busey back to Celebrity Apprentice?
Yes. We can all answer that as a yes. But wait, these are not political questions. Don't we need to find out what they stand for? The economy, foreign affairs, what's going on? How do we get that if you're going to ask them who your hottest ex-wife is?
I think we can learn a lot from people about how they feel about me. Good people like me. Bad people don't.
I see. Okay.
They should be taken off and put in a camp somewhere. People who don't like me.
All right, now speaking
of something we all can agree on.
No, nobody's agreeing on that.
That's what I'm saying.
Now,
two go to the camp.
Speaking of where it's going to be held, you're not going to do it in your conference room, are you?
Yes, they're all going to sit around my table.
Yeah, and then
Michelle Bachmann, you're fired.
Okay. Now wait, does she have to get up and leave then?
Yes, she does.
What?
Unless she gives me those crazy eyes, then I might let her stay because she scares me.
Are you going to ask Don Jr. and your unbelievably hot daughter?
Yes, they will both be campaign managers for the two people I choose to run for president.
I see.
Okay. I don't think you understand how the process works.
Then I will be president. They will be the apprentice president.
No, that's not how it works at all.
The president.
You might want to double check with some of your advisors. No? There's no such thing. There's no such thing. You might want to double check all that, Donald. Yeah.
Don Jr., check on that for me.
Right now it's time to bring on the air a good old friend of ours, Scott Wiley.
What's up? This is Scott Wiley.
Yeah.
closet likes to hear.
There's the voice from Velvet Revolver, Stone Temple Pilots, and of course his great solo work, including the new Christmas album. Ladies and gentlemen, Scott Weiland, back on the Kevin and Bean Show here on K-Rock. Hi, Scott.
It's gone, and we're good to go.
Yes, we are. Scott, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Fantastic. Are we on a speakerphone? Is there any way you can pick it up?
Yeah. Right now, because I'm finding my cigarette.
Oh.
And okay. I haven't had a cigarette yet this morning.
Okay. All right. Do you want us to wait, or are you
going to... No. It's just like, you know, it's a ritual. Coffee, cigarette.
I hear you. But okay. But we'd like you to pick up the phone so we could hear you better on the air. It'll sound better on the air.
Of course.
Okay. Find your cigarettes first, and then pick up the phone.
All right.
Do you know where you left them, Scott?
If you knew.
Yeah, they're right in front.
Huh? Have we lost them?
Gone.
All right. Good interview. Good interview. Good sesh. I don't think that's exactly what we were hoping for.
If you just tuned in, we just talked to Scott Weiland.
Well, hold on. Maybe he'll call back.
And he told us all about his Christmas album.
The album is called Most Wonderful Time of the Year. It's hit stores now.
We've never been able to get anyone to open up that much. Would you agree, Bean?
Yes. As a matter of fact, it was the most exhaustive career retrospective. I mean, it was almost like we were writing his biography. He gave us so much information about every facet of his life.
Hold on. I think we have him back on the line now. Scott Weiland, hi.
How are you?
There you are.
There's our man.
Much better. Scott, Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays and all that stuff.
Hey, Scott, did you do the Christmas album because you love Christmas? Why did you decide to make this?
Yeah, I really do. It is something that every time I just get that warm feeling.
And you chose to go the traditional way, which I think surprised a lot of people. This is not a hipster Christmas. This is old school. This is Frank and Nat and Bing and the Christmas that maybe you grew up with the kinds of records your parents would probably listen to.
Yeah, it was. My parents would wrap their presents, their last-minute presents, and the rule was Michael and I could go down and see the Christmas tree, and we could also get our stockings, but right. We had to wait, you know, for my parents to, you know, like wake up and have three cups of coffee. And
did you pester them consistently? Get up.
Oh, yeah.
This is the voice of Scott Weiland on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're talking about his new Christmas album, The Most Wonderful Time of the Year, in stores now, which, by the way, conveniently came out the week before Halloween, which I thought was an interesting choice. And also the live Christmas show, which is going to be on stage at the El Rey tonight and the Galaxy Theater in Santa Ana tomorrow night.
If people come to the El Rey and to the Galaxy, are you doing only Christmas songs? You can do any of your other stuff, your solo stuff, your STP, your Velvet Revolver, anything else?
We did for this show. You know, to tell you the truth, it really swings. It sounds amazing. I mean, we have like 10 string players and 8 horn players and woodwinds. So it's quite amazing.
Well, it sounds like a hell of a show. You can hear it on the Most Wonderful Time of the Year album, and then you can see the show at the El Rey tonight. Tickets are on sale from theelrey.com, and then the Galaxy Theater in Santa Ana. That's tomorrow night, galaxytheater.com. Ballads, reggae, bossa nova, big band, the whole deal from Scott Weiland. Scott, I want to get you some cigarettes for Christmas. What's your brand?
Yeah, I go between Marlboro Reds
okay.
and Camel Lights.
All right, we're sending you over a case each. Kevin, are you with me?
I'm with you, yeah.
We're with you. All right, Scotty. Well, listen, Merry Christmas to you. As always, we love catching up with you. Good luck with the shows. Have a wonderful new year. We'll talk to you in 2012.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you as well. We've known each other for a long time, and you guys have always been very, very, very helpful.
Hey, we wish you the best, man.
All right, bye-bye.
A merry little Christmas now.
Coldplay.
Yay!
A little Coldplay there.
It's the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Hey, Matt Money Smith.
What's happening, guys?
How's it going?
It's going.
It's going.
It's going.
Dude, you haven't been showing up for your sports job here on the Kevin and Bean Show for some time now. I've been meaning to talk to you about your attendance.
Yes, I'm finally back at 50 after the hour, aren't I? Where's my fancy intro music?
Money took a leave of absence.
He did. Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah,
okay.
It was, yeah.
Well, he will be joining us after the top of the hour to talk all things sports. First, though, Ralph is here. It's time for the Showbiz Beat on the Kevin and Bean Show for a Wednesday. What's going on?
Money is showbiz. He's leaving us to go to do his TV show over at NFL Network.
Yeah, NFL Fantasy Live. That's why I'm all dressed up.
NFL
don't I look
Fantasy
good, Kevin? Come
Live.
On, admit it. Don't I look
must
good?
Must hurt you not to be able to talk about real sports.
you're
on the NFL Network
How
there.
How dare you?
And all they have to talk about is fantasy sports.
A
Wouldn't it be better to talk about real sports?
A multiple billion-dollar industry.
You look as stupid as I do in a suit.
No, he doesn't. Looks good.
He looks stupid.
He looks good.
Thank you, Ralph.
He was walking
stupid
up the walkway outside. I said, looks like George Clooney's coming to do the
oh,
show.
Thanks, Ralph. I'll take it from a man with class.
Looking sharp.
Not you, you deadbeat.
With your striped shirts and your jorts.
You're not on till 11, Money? I'm on my TV guide right now. You're
yes.
on at 11?
I'm on at 11, and then, you know, the show has performed so well, it'll be on again at 9 p.m.
We'll
Pacific
see.
Time.
Okay.
We'll
yeah.
see
if right.
they make that decision.
Money was telling me it's one of the highest rated shows on the network.
Yeah.
Fantasy. This fantasy football thing.
That's dorks that like football. That's what that is.
Let me give all you guys a little fantasy tip out there, all you fantasy football fans. Start DeSean Jackson.
That's a bad tip.
Every
that
game,
is a, that
start
is a
him.
Bad
no.
idea.
No, he's
going to
bust
that. Bad idea
he's,
right there.
He's happy now that he has no money and no contract.
Yeah, it's his time.
He's going to start performing.
Really performed well under those circumstances, didn't he?
He is quite the
character. Oh, you ain't going to give me no contract? Well, watch this.
He's got a lot of character, that gentleman.
Oh, I just dropped that ball. Maybe if I had that new contract, I wouldn't have.
I dropped another touchdown. Cool.
Oh, what do you know?
How's he going to pay me now? Kevin, this is all about you.
All right.
Today's Showbiz Beat is all about you.
Fantastic.
Yesterday, last hour, rather. Same thing, right? Yesterday
yeah,
and last hour. To you, sure. I told you you could go on a date with Scarlett Johansson?
Yes.
What? For right now, $6,500 is the top bid.
Nope.
For charity. No, it's not
nope.
anymore?
Nope.
Did
what
you
is it now?
Did you just bid, Bean?
Yes.
You did not.
You bid more than $6,500?
But can I tell you, in my excitement, Ralph, to date ScarJo, because that
it's
will
not
happen.
Dating.
You don't date her. You go on a date
You
with
said
her.
I would have sex with her after the movie, is what you said.
Are
but
you
the
high?
Point is, here's the point, though. What I didn't realize, as I was quick to click, is that the premiere is in New York.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it's on
so
Monday.
What? Yeah, next Monday night in New York City.
Oh,
so
I
what?
Win. I hope you
oh,
win.
Oh, wouldn't it be great if he wins and then he's going to travel?
Then I have to fly to New York and back. Right, exactly. Good times.
It is... all for charity. She's got a pet charity called Blessings in a Backpack where...
You put pets in a backpack?
Blessings in a Backpack.
You said pet.
No,
charity.
I said it's a pet...
I don't understand.
It's a favorite charity of hers.
Ah.
Blessings in a Backpack serves 55,000 kids in the United States in 318 schools hot meals for those who can't afford it for themselves. So if you do pony up and you can best Bean... in the auction over at charitybuzz.com, you get to be Scarlett Johansson's date on the red carpet as she celebrates the premiere of her new movie, We Bought a Zoo, which really is just a horrible name for a film. I don't
it's
care
a made
how
up
good
name.
This
that's
movie
not
is.
Even real.
We Bought
I think
a
it's
Zoo.
Based, I think it's based on a book, is it, Ralph?
Yeah, a lot of things are based on a lot of things, but they change the titles
yeah.
all the time.
The billboards are confusing.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a lion
with a
ribbon on it.
Griffith Park or something, doing that this holiday season.
It's very confusing.
Yes.
You're right. Anyway, you'll get to be spend the night with Scarlett Johansson as her date. No sex, just as her date on the red carpet at the world
premiere.
Well,
that's your in.
In New York City.
You know, you get the shit. The money provides you the in.
Right.
It's your job
well,
to close.
I knew how much Kevin loved her, so I gave him the opportunity. Then Bean comes along, just swoops
I'm
in.
Bean.
Just, I'm going to pay for Scarlett Johansson. Just comes in and just clips Kevin, just a block in the back.
It's charity date for Bean time.
It's a sports metaphor. And now Bean's the high bidder over there at charitybuzz.com. So.
Please win it, Bean.
Please, no one bid.
Please
I'm asking you now,
it,
no one bid. It would be so funny for Bean to have to fly to New York City.
And then on the red carpet, you would see her and then like six security guards and
right.
then Bean.
And then a dork in Waldo glasses wearing shorts and a Mariners t-shirt. He won't be hard to spot on the red carpet. Anyway, so that was the first story for Kevin. Now I bring you Luann Barber, who I know, Kevin, that you will fall deeply, deeply in love with.
All right.
Luann Barber.
She must be crazy, because I love crazy.
She is a remarkable young woman. She is becoming an internet sensation with her pole dancing videos.
All right.
You can go to teamlulu.com if you want to check out her YouTube channel that's dedicated to her pole dancing
videos. I don't, but is it L-U-L-U?
Teamlulu.com.
Right. Is that a euphemism or is this actual pole dancing?
It's actual pole dancing. She wants to show women that pole dancing can be a source of not only great exercise, but also a great place to build your self-esteem. Luann said she discovered it because she was feeling a little less than sexy herself because she is 5 foot four, 252 pounds.
She is
size 22. Okay.
What she didn't say is it's a telephone pole.
Try at team-lulu.com there, Beer Mug. I may have given you some bad information. Team-lulu.com.
It's funny. I thought you said 5 foot four, 200.
She is 5 foot four. Matt Money Smith, 252 pounds of pole dancer.
Wow. How is that for me?
The videos show her doing the splits, swinging on the pole.
Ripping the pole out of the ground and throwing it into the audience like a javelin.
Eating it.
Gripping the pole with her thighs.
Overweight people have it hard enough being disgusting without you making fun of them.
How could she not grip the pole with her thighs? She grips everything with her thighs. When she's in a room, everything gets stuck to her thighs. She hangs upside down. She says it has changed her life. I've always been curvy, she says.
Curvy?
Curvy.
But I'm not going to let my weight stop me from doing what I love. Yes. So, Kevin, that's for you. I know you'll enjoy yourself.
This is beyond cosmetics. It's not an argument about whether we're all too preoccupied with being thin. And let's not discriminate against big people. Mm-hmm. We've heard it before.
Yeah.
It's not the outer body, but what's on the inside that counts.
Yes, right.
Indeed. But what with our guest today, there's too much on the inside.
Correct.
And it's a serious health problem, perhaps life itself hanging in the balance. And surely part of it is genetic. Sadly, some of us can move to a larger size just by
glancing
at the dessert.
Wrap it up, Jerry. We don't have time.
Right.
But to hear the stories, and this is true in most cases of obesity, there's an awful lot of eating going on here.
Yes, there
indeed,
is.
You don't get to be 600, 800, or even 1,000 pounds by only eating salads.
Yeah. There's
really?
Lulu.
We're looking at
watching Lulu show off her skills.
We're looking at the YouTube channel right now.
She is working that pole.
She says she is out to show the world that a girl of her size can still look hot on the pole and out to show everyone that even moms can be sexy.
Yeah. I'd say, negative. She doesn't just look hot. She looks like she's sweating profusely.
She is really hot.
It reminds me of the fat kid that was doing the ninja moves as it became the internet sensation.
You know what I think is really the sexiest part is the boxer briefs she's wearing as part of her ensemble. She's be wearing some Hanes boxer briefs and a sports bra, and just nothing's hotter.
Wow, that pole is crying for help.
Yeah, look, I think she deserves a lot of credit for having the courage to get up there and do that at her size.
I'd give her credit if she would stop eating.
But I think I have to give more credit to the guy who installed that pole.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what he used for reinforcements, but that pole it's not going anywhere.
Yet.
Ever. When the big one hits, that pole is going to be...
That's what you want to be holding on to?
That pole is going to be standing erect. I think the big one has hit that
She's
pole.
She's climbing it.
Yes,
no!
She is. Look at her. She's an athlete. Watch her hold on to the pole with her thighs.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Here we go. You ready? You ready? Hold on, Lulu. Hold on, Lulu. Oh, she's stuck. Lulu, hold on. Hold on, Lulu.
Don't here she let goes. Go.
She's going for the flag move.
I hope.
This is the flag.
I hope the floor is reinforced.
The flag's at half mast.
Money, you're just lucky we don't put this on TV. We'd crush a little fantasy show.
Crush your numbers.
I feel like I'm at the zoo watching the...
We bought a zoo.
Watching the...
Yeah.
The apes.
Really?
Climb a tree.
I'm out of time.
By apes, you mean elephants?
I'm already out of time. Let me give you the celebrity birthdays for today, December 7th. A date that will live in infamy.
Yes.
Correct.
History Channel really running a lot of that right now.
A lot of Pearl Harbor stuff.
A lot of guys over there telling you their stories.
Take a moment and remember that fateful Sunday morning.
I can't believe there's 120 of them in Pearl Harbor for the reunion today. Yeah. 70 years ago, and there's still 120 of them alive.
Singer Tom Waits is 62 years old today. What a voice. He is to singing what Lulu is to pole dancing.
Oh, it's true.
That's
what
Tom you.
Waits
That's
is.
Very true.
You can't be a Tom Waits fan, Money.
I enjoy when Tom Waits covers the Disney classics. That is something special.
When you wish upon a star.
62 years old today. See, Thomas Howell is 45.
Yeah.
While we're talking sports, Terrell Owens, former NFL wide receiver Terrell Owens.
Is he not playing for anyone?
He is not. He had a big workout, a big public workout. Come see me. See how good my knee is. Watch me. Look at what I can do for your team.
Calabasas High School.
Who showed up?
Couple seniors.
Yeah. At Calabasas High School. No one showed up, and no one offered him a job.
No.
Love it.
That's poetic justice, T.O., as they say. He's 38 years old today. Sherry Appleby from Roswell is 33 years old. Jennifer Carpenter, who plays Dexter's sister on the same show, 32 years old today. And Emily Browning from Sucker Punch.
Oh, yeah.
Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, she gets naked. Yeah.
Old men just drool all over me.
Yeah.
You're like that brownie.
You're unconscious.
Creepy alert.
I'm Bean. Yeah.
Don't blame that on Bean. That was none of Bean.
Yeah, you know Bean would pay the big money to have some girl be unconscious in a room with him. Yeah. You put on the goggles,
get
real close.
He would just sit on the edge of the bed. And then I went to the post office.
That's why she falls asleep. Bean starts talking to her. Emily Browning's 23 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Matt Money Smith, former sports guy of the Kevin and Bean Show.
Money mother effer.
You know what? It didn't occur to me until yesterday. I was talking to Kevin. I said, I don't think I ever mailed Money his $50 credits baseball bet money.
Sure didn't.
Explain to us, Money, how this came about and how many years
it's happened.
We don't have time.
Just a quick summary.
This has been, I'm going to say, the better part of a decade. Okay. And Bean was puffing out his chest one day about his Mariners and would not shut up.
Right.
And so I said, fine. And Bean is not the kind of gentleman that likes to wager.
Not at all.
Fine.
I think this is the only bet I make all year is with you, Money.
You want to keep crowing like a rooster? Then go ahead and put some money on it. You know, and at the time the Angels were in the can. They were playing terrible. At the end of the year, the Angels have a better record than the Mariners. How about that? I'll take that bet.
You just threw that out.
I'll take that bet. I said, fine. We'll take that bet. And 50 credits, who has the better record at the end of the season? 50 credits, who goes farther in the playoffs?
How many years have you paid him?
Let me think. This is tough because that's a lot of math.
10 years.
10 years. Zero.
None.
Never.
Well, the Mariners haven't been in the playoffs since 2001, I think. So, yeah,
Peyton, I've lost every year. You're going to Stanford because of Uncle Bean. He is paying your way.
But the point is, every year I have to mail the money to Money, and for some reason this year I forgot. But I will send it with your Christmas gift this year.
Yeah,
so you will have it within the next couple weeks.
You sent me Canadian last year, which, by the way, is worth more now.
Oh, nice.
Because
a better exchange rate now.
He sent you pesos.
He sent me pesos.
He sent you $50 a weed, I believe.
A check that in the memo section said gay sex. And the teller, I'm not kidding, the teller that I happened to deposit it with that day, I don't know why I had to go into the bank that day, was a girl that knew who I was.
Sweet!
And she looked and found it quite amusing.
Didn't I mail you $52 bills one year, too?
$52 bills. That was
in separate
great.
Envelopes.
Yep, separate envelopes. You did that once. Right. I believe there was coins one year.
Yes,
if I remember right.
Said in quarters, I think.
Yep,
yeah.
Quarters. Yeah, so. You've really
Maybe
really
you should renegotiate the bet, Dean.
Maybe I shouldn't make the bet, Dean. Yeah. But I feel like at this point I will jinx somebody if I don't.
Because they've been doing so well. You'd hate to jinx your Seattle Mariners who haven't won or been in the playoffs for 10 years.
The Petras and Money Show airs weekdays all across this great land of ours on AM 570 in Southern California. And Matt is our go-to guy, especially when it comes to the NBA. He knows all things sports, but the NBA, that's your baby, right, Matt?
Yes. Okay. That's why I departed the Kevin and Bean Show to go work for the Lakers.
That's right. So what was it like for you as the storm clouds were brewing and you could see that it was going to be likely that there would be a strike and that part or all of the season would be... I mean, are you the one fan out there that the media were looking for who was really depressed about there being no basketball? Because the way they painted it on TV was nobody really cared. People moved on.
It was frustrating because I knew inevitably this would be the conclusion that the players would accept basically everything that the owners wanted in the negotiation.
It would just take them. They were fighting over money, and eventually the players had no say, and they just had to agree to it.
The reason why people aren't as angry about this as they should be is because it got so convoluted and complicated, and acronyms are being thrown around, and financials are being projected. This is the best way I can put it in simple terms, why you should be angry that this transpired for 2 months and you missed 2 months of basketball, if you're a fan, of which I am. They were upset about going, and they dug in their heels, hashtag we stand united, hashtag fair is fair. From going of an average salary, having an average salary of $5.7 million to $5.3 million. Still,
who was?
Without question, the players, without question, the highest average salary by a professional athlete in any league anywhere in the world.
Okay.
That is why they dug in. Yes, okay. Because they had to go from 5.7 to 5.3. And this is the kicker.
Now, what did the owners want?
The owners just wanted them to go to 5.3, and they wanted a little bit more cost certainty and to protect themselves from themselves, which is ridiculous in the first place. But the other thing to remember is by sitting out these 2 months, they have lost 20% of their salary.
Which is so, more than they would have lost.
More than they would have lost over the next 4 years.
Wow.
Had they just accepted this deal and played the season and got it started on time.
Wow.
That's what's really frustrating.
It seems like it's hard to put the blame on one side or the other ever when something like this happens. But in this particular case?
Well, everyone sucks in this case. And they should have been able to. I mean, look, baseball figured it out. Baseball sorted it out before they missed any of the season. Football sorted out before they missed any part of their season. So, yes, both sides, F them all. You know, it's ridiculous it had to come to this. But, hey. Here we are.
Is there going to be a preseason? Because it would have to be super short.
Very short, and it'll just be teams' closest proximity. So it's just going to be Lakers-Clippers. Two games, preseason, Lakers-Clippers only.
Okay. All right. So then they start right away.
I mean, straight out the can. That's the one good thing about this, is it's not like you trickle into the season. It's not a doubleheader on Thursday night. You have 5 games on Christmas Day from 8 a.m. our time here on the Pacific Coast until 11 p.m. they will go. You will have basketball back-to-back all day.
What about the superstars that have gone overseas, and are they all coming back?
There's two guys that are stuck, and this is great. God, do I love the commies. In China, they forced them to sign contracts that said they had to play a full season until March, which lasts until March. Now, this is the thing. Well, why can't they just pack up and leave, right? And there's two guys, J.R. Smith and Wilson Chandler, both Denver Nuggets.
Okay.
They can't because China's basketball league is under the umbrella of FIBA, which governs all basketball leagues across the globe. That's the International Basketball Organization.
Never heard of it. But
the
okay.
NBA is part of it as well.
Oh.
So because this Chinese league is part of it and the NBA is part of it, you have to abide by all contracts. They are all binding. So the NBA can't take J.R. Smith just said, well, first of all, they're commies. They won't let him go to the airport. You know, I mean, he's locked behind that giant wall. If he just decided to board a plane and come back, the NBA would say, well, no, you have to honor that contract in China. We can't sign you until March. So, yes, there's two dudes stuck over in commie red China.
Let me ask you another question about the shorter season. Are the players happy about it? Because I think a lot of players think the season's really long and it's going to be a shortened season.
It's funny you bring this up because it's something that I pointed out. That's a misnomer.
It is.
It is because they're playing more games in a small
time.
Yeah, they're playing fewer games. Basically, in an 82-game season, they average 4.2 or about 3.7 games a week.
Okay?
In this season, 66 games beginning on December 25th, ending on, let's see, what is it, April 26th, they will play an average of 4.4 games per week. So the Lakers start out back-to-back-to-back. They got 3 games in 3 nights. That never happens. It just does not happen in an 82-game season. So they play the 25th at home against Chicago. They go to Sacramento, and then they play the 27th at Utah. Back-to-back-to-back. There are 3 instances, I believe, in their schedule where they have 5 games in 7 days.
Then they play the 29th in New York and the 31st in Denver. And the first in Denver.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. And for a team like the Lakers, you know, which is one of the oldest teams in the league, that's where you get your wear. Remember last year, Phil was talking about, hey, I'm probably going to rest Kobe on the second game of back-to-backs. Greg Popovich has always talked about that with Tim Duncan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what we're talking about. It's not about how many games. It's the frequency of those games. And because it's greater frequency, that actually is going to play against the older teams that have guys with older legs and tired joints.
Mamonte Smith is here. We have to take a break right now. We'll come back. We have many more questions, including what the teams are looking like this year. Can Dallas repeat? What's all this trade talk we're hearing about with Dwight Howard, with Chris Paul?
How about that,
Yeah, there's a lot of excitement going on with that. And we'll continue in a moment. Plus, we have later this hour your chance to pick your night in the pit for the K-Rock Almost Christmas shows this weekend right after this on the Kevin and Bean. By the way, we're going to talk UFC after the top of the hour. Bones Jones is going to be joining us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. You can call right now at 1-800-520-1067 if you want to try to win your tickets for Acoustic Christmas this weekend. And our guest in studio is Matt Money Smith from the Petros and Money Radio Show. He's in a suit going over to the NFL Network right after this to be on the Fantasy Football Show. But we're talking basketball. What about those names I mentioned? I know there are others out there, but Dwight Howard, Chris Paul, how's it going to work in terms of teams making trades now that the season is going to begin in 2 weeks?
Yeah, the free agency period is going to open up on the 9th. And there's going to be a rush to get guys signed, get them in camp, because the season starts on the 25th. The idea behind the trades, and this is kind of where it's at if you haven't been following it, Dwight Howard is one of the three best players in the NBA. Just point blank, he is a perennial MVP candidate. He's been a multiple defensive player of the year.
You almost have to have a big guy in the middle to do well.
Yeah.
Just
imagine Shaq, not quite as big. He's 6'10 as opposed to 7'1, but ridiculous athleticism. Yeah. Just one of the most athletic. He is a monster. And the Lakers have had their eye on him for a while, and that's because the Lakers have a commodity in Andrew Bynum. You know, a young, 7'1", 300-pound, you know, nice feet, soft hand center that they can exchange for Dwight Howard, and that's probably the best piece that the Magic can get for Dwight. And that's why so many people assume
Dwight want to leave the Magic.
Yes,
okay,
he does. He has not made that official yet, but he is, look, he's like Shaq. He is, you know, a dynamic personality. People like being around him.
Right.
He is one of these jolly big men, and you see him all over the TV. He's got his commercials, and he wants to come to L.A., you know, and he wants to lean on that and do pretty much exactly what Shaq did. Look, same pattern. Drafted by Orlando, took the Magic to a final, did not win that final, and then leaves them high and dry. Now, Shaq left them. They got nothing in return. He signed as a free agent.
Right.
And there's no way the Magic are going to allow that to happen a second time, which is why they're talking about
LA
a trade. Yes.
Awesome!
Yeah, I mean, I don't like to say that definitively, but
it's definitive.
I'd say it's 50-50, which in the world of trades is a remarkably high percentage to put on somebody coming here to L.A.
That would be great.
And who would the Lakers lose? Would they lose Bynum?
Bynum.
Well, the word is they may have to give up Bynum and Pau Gasol.
Whoa!
Yeah, it's a lot.
Ouch!
But again, you're talking about the best big man in the league and a guy that will anchor your team for the next decade. He's never been injured.
How old is he?
26.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, he's never been injured. I mean, you're talking about 10 more years.
And Lamar is not exactly safe either, right?
He could end up. Yeah, I mean, they could trade Lamar. I assume that's what they would try to do.
That's going to upset the Kardashians a great deal, though.
Oh, you know what? That's right. We better not do that, then. We don't want to upset them. I think they would prefer to do Bynum and Lamar, but my guess is the Magic will demand, look, this is the top three player in the league. I mean, you're talking about LeBron James, Dwight Howard, probably number two, and then, I don't know, Kobe, Kevin Durant, Derrick Rose right there in that number three slot.
All right, we know you got to go soon. Bean asked a second ago if you thought Dallas was going to be able to repeat.
I mean, look, they're a good team. It's a strange year because it's a short year, and you know you would assume teams with continuity are going to be better off as opposed to a team This isn't football, though. It's not it's basketball. You throw a ball out there. It's an individual sport that just happens to fall under the team context. It's guys that can dominate other guys individually that win basketball games. The Lakers are right there, And look, the Clippers are already in negotiations to try to get the best point guard in the league, Chris Paul. And let's not forget what Chris Paul did with the New Orleans Hornets when he had Tyson Chandler, who's serviceable, grabbing those lob passes from him and throwing them down on everyone's head. You put him together with Blake Griffin, and I mean, that could end up being the most exciting basketball team in the NBA with those two guys out there on the floor at the same time.
You know, I'm a Laker fan, so I'm born and bred to not like the Clippers.
But you're also a basketball guy.
Yes, and
that would be wildly entertaining.
And the Clipper fans, which I'm surprised there are still any, deserve something like
Most
that.
Most definitely.
They deserve a great team with a good shot at going all the way.
And you guys have to get Blake on the show. And I'm sure he'd love to come on the show. He is as good a dude as there is and as great a superstar as there. So we're very lucky here in L.A. We're going to have two teams, the Lakers contending for a title. They are one of the three or four best teams in the league. And the Clippers, I do believe they will get Chris Paul. I think that's going to happen.
Will
end up being the most exciting team in the league. A great time for basketball.
But how can we get Dave to stop talking about the Clippers already, though?
Never now. Especially if they get Chris Paul. Never.
He seems like the kind of guy that'd be into the Occupy movement. Couldn't we just send him out to City Hall and crap in a planner or something for the next month?
The Petras and Mighty Show airs 3 to 7 weekday afternoons on AM 570 and catch it across this great land of ours. Matt Money Smith, you're not a smart guy, but when you talk basketball, you sound smart. So I think you should keep talking basketball,
my
friend.
That's a good plan.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, guys.
Very sad that Alien Ant Farm is not going to be able to join us this weekend at the Acoustic Christmas shows, but we got a pretty good lineup anyway with bands from Blink-182 to Bush to Social Distortion, the Black Keys, Death Cab for Cutie, Foster the People, Mumford & Sons, Noel Gallagher, so much more. You can choose your choice of nights in the pit right now with a game we like to call the Wheel of Celebrities.
It's the Wheel of Celebrities. The Wheel of Celebrities. It's the Wheel of Celebrities. Wheel of Celebrities.
Oh, nice. I like it.
Nice addition.
How's this one work? Refresh our memory.
We made some phone calls. We got a ton of celebrities in the other studio. They're all packed in there. We gave them some donuts and coffee, and they're just standing by the microphone, and then we're going to spin the wheel. When their name comes up, they will read the lyrics to a popular song from one of the bands playing either Night 1 or Night 2 at the Almost Acoustic Christmas 11. So all you need to do is identify the name of the band and the song that the celebrity is reading the lyrics from.
It's a band and song. We're not going to tell you, but it is one of the bands that's playing either night, and then you get to pick.
All right. And if you're right, you go into the drawing, then we decide, Lisa decides who gets to go.
Homer Simpson will be reading the lyrics for the first one. Let's have Homer Simpson into the studio, please.
Hey, Homer!
Yes?
What?
Can you read those lyrics right there?
For who?
Caesar.
Hi, Caesar!
All right, Caesar's a nurse.
I'm going to do Kevin's job, too!
All right, Caesar, listen up. Here's Homer. You tell us what title and artist he's reading.
Today seems like a good day to burn a bridge or two. The one with old wood creaking that would burn away right on cue. I try not to... What? I try to be not like that, but some people really suck. Some people need to get the axing chalk it up to bad luck.
Wow, what a terrible song, Homer. What is that, Caesar?
Not good lyrics.
Blink-182, I don't know.
Sorry.
Day seems like a good day.
311. Beautiful disaster. Sorry.
Yes!
Nice Woo-hoo! Try, though.
Thank you, Homer.
Thank you.
Let's meet our contestant number two, Jocelyn. Jocelyn is on line two. Let's find out who Jocelyn's going to be talking to.
Hey, Jocelyn.
Hi.
Say hi to Al Pacino.
Wow.
Okay, hi.
Hello, Jocelyn. How are you?
I'm very good.
Come on now. All right. Here are your lyrics. Run fast for your mother. Run fast for your father. Run for your children. For your sisters and brothers! Leave all your love and your longing behind you. Can't carry with you if you want to survive. Come on now!
Come on now is not part of the lyrics, I can say.
Title and artist, Jocelyn. What's Al doing there?
It's Florence and the Machine, Dog Days Are Over.
Yes!
Whoa!
Nicely done!
All right. Nice
job. Nice
Jason
job.
Is up next, line Jocelyn, three. Smart. Thank you, Al. Appreciate that.
What? I got to leave?
You got to leave.
You got to leave. We're done.
I came all this way for that?
Yeah, well, that's all we need.
Say hello to my little friend.
All right.
It might land on you again. We don't know.
Just step out. Hi, Jason. Let's find out who you're going to be talking to.
You are going to be talking to Arnold Schwarzenegger. Congratulations.
Take that, Al Pacino.
All right. So Arnold's going to read the lyrics. You have to tell us the band and the title of the song. Here we go.
Okay.
I'm never alone. I'm alone all the time. Are you at one, or do you lie? We live in a wheel where everyone steals, but when we rise, it's like strawberry fields.
That would be Glycerin from Push.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
That's hot. He knew it. That's hot.
He did know.
Governor, I can't tell you how awful I would be at this game. I'm so impressed with these listeners today.
Yeah, me too. I'd like to impregnate them all.
Okay, we're going to ask you to step out and join Mr. Pacino in the hall.
Let me impregnate one of them.
You can impregnate Gary.
All right, Gary, I'm going to impregnate him.
Hey, Gary.
Hey.
Are you ready for your lyrics?
Yeah, I am.
You are going to hear them from William Shatner. William Shatner.
William Shatner. Good morning.
Good morning.
You better cash in. Cash in now, honey. Cash in now. Cash in now, baby. Cash in now, honey. Cash in, Miss Smith. Cash in now, baby!
Oh, man, you guys got me on that one.
Oh.
Blink-182.
Oh, no. Well, that seems to be the standby.
Cash in now, honey.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Change
it's a little different when it's Change Addiction. Yeah. Yes,
that's a mountain song is what that was called. I think we got time for just one more on the Wheel of Celebrities for Acoustic Christmas Tickets. Ryan is going to be our last contestant. He is on line five. Hey, Ryan, let's find out who's going to be reading your lyrics.
It's Mumford & Sons.
What are the chances?
Mumford & Sons are going to be reading your lyrics. Congratulations. When you hear the song, lyrics, let us know who it is.
All right.
But I will hold on hope, and I won't let you choke on the noose around your neck, and I'll find strength in pain, and I will change my ways.
What title and artist?
That would be Mumford & Sons Case.
Yeah!
Hold on, hoping.
What are the chances? Mumford & Sons doing a Mumford & Sons song. That's incredible. All right, so we got Jocelyn, we got Jason, we got Ryan, all three correctly identified title and artists, but only one can win. Pit tickets, Lisa. Who's it going to be?
It's Jason.
Yeah!
Jason. Oops, sorry, I went to the wrong line. Keep clapping. Jason, congratulations.
Thank you so much, guys.
Night one or night two?
Night one.
Congratulations. We'll see you
it's
there.
It's the Wheel of Celebrities. Wheel of Celebrities.
Coming up next, if you don't mind my saying so, you should stick around.
Why?
Bones Jones.
Yeah!
Ah, Bones Jones.
UFC light heavyweight champion of the world fighting this Saturday night. Can't wait to talk to him. It's coming
Jim, I'm fighting Spock in the octagon.
That's Bones from Star Trek 1962. Three,
six,
four, who cares?
Six, 66.
Not the same guy.
Through 68.
Not the same guy.
That's coming up here on the Kevin DeBeach Show right now, though. Ralph has the showbiz beat on a Wednesday. What's happening?
Jim, Sulu wants to follow me into the dressing room. Damn it, Jim.
Not a lot of call for that one, is there?
No, not too much. I like to work it in when I can. Congratulations to everybody who is the inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame today.
How about this? Yeah, it's very exciting.
Oh, you're excited about who got in?
Yeah, there were a lot of nominees this year, but here's who made the final cut. Guns N' Roses.
Sure.
Of course, legendary seminal rock band of the 80s and early 90s.
Ralph, does this mean, and I know, you know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame prefers this to happen, that the original members will be in the same room at the same time, maybe even on the same stage, maybe even performing together for the first time in 20-something years?
I'm sure that's what they'd like.
Sure.
Can you imagine to see Axl and Slash together again, even for a night?
Can you imagine seeing Axl anywhere? That's the problem.
Yeah, they're going to start the ceremony, and then he'll roll in around 1 o'clock.
Yeah, they have a 10-20 on Axl. They have a 20 on Axl.
After the catering hall's been shut down, he'll be banging on the doors. He's finally ready to show up. They may show up. They may show up to accept the award together. Them playing together, though?
It'd be cool to see.
It would be very cool. I'm just saying I'm not optimistic.
Yeah.
Right.
Also, in the class of 2012 for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, B-Boys.
A little slow. Let's try that again.
Okay. Also, in the class for the 2012 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction, the B-Boys!
Yeah!
And the Red Chili Peppers!
Nope.
We don't do that.
We
don't do that one?
We don't do that, no. How about that?
It's just like our playlist. Everyone's going to be inducted as our playlist. Late singer and songwriter Laura Nyro, also inducted. She wrote a lot of hits for a lot of bands in the 60s and 70s.
Okay.
She passed away. Donovan, he was a 60s superstar.
Now
Superman and Green Lantern ain't gone.
Now he plays
nothing
for the
on
LA Galaxy.
No.
U.S. soccer team.
Influential British rock group The Small Faces / The Faces. First they were The Small Faces, then they gained a lot of weight and they became just The Faces. They grew up. Then their faces got even bigger, their heads got bigger, and they became The Kevins.
How dare
later
you.
On in the 70s.
That is not fun.
Rod Stewart and Rolling Stone guitarist Ronnie Wood were original members of that band. They'll be accepting their award as well. Paul, the Hall passed on this year. I thought it was shocking who they passed on. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, for example, not welcome
really?
this
time around.
Really?
I put them right away.
Donna Summer, not welcome. Didn't bother me because she's disco. Hart, I was shocked that Hart did not get the nod. Rufus with Chaka Khan. Also on the ballot, they did not get picked as well. But good batch this year of people who got picked.
And they get the opportunity to be admitted some other time.
This is just the first pass for all of
them. Yeah, Red Hot Chili Peppers, I think, have been passed up over before. I mean, it's not everybody gets in first ballot.
So anyone who was worried, Ann and Nancy Wilson sitting there at home, relax. You may be back. This is a great story. Tom Cruise was in Mumbai for the premiere of his new movie, Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
Can't wait.
He was on the red carpet there when huge throngs of Indians were just going nuts, screaming his name, begging for pictures and autographs. 200 people swarmed Tom Cruise when he arrived. Maybe that's because they paid him. They paid them to do that.
What?
First Post Bollywood claims that 200 or more extras were each given 150 rupees. That's the equivalent of $3 and a free lunch to mimic enthusiasm for Tom Cruise's arrival in the city.
Are you kidding?
This is the story.
Wow.
One of the people was reported as saying, when they're talked to by an interviewer, Tom Cone, which means Tom who. I don't know who he is or what he does. We were told to come here by 1 p.m. today and wait for a foreign VIP to come out of the airport gate and scream and shout when he came. None of us know who Tom is. There was a buffet lunch also for us, and we were paid 150 rupees for this job today. We do television shows and other such events where crowds are required.
Can we hire these guys to make the Kevin and Bean show look good at live appearances?
That That'd is be awesome. Awesome.
Paramount Pictures, Tom Cruise's representatives are all claiming those forces are completely false. Not only false, ludicrous and insulting.
They did it for ludicrous, too.
By the way, first of all, I believe whatever Tom Cruise says because he would never lie. And he tells the truth, and I accept his word at face value on all things.
And he sues a lot.
But isn't he a huge star all over the world? Doesn't he have enthusiastic fans wherever he goes? Why would he have to pay people to pretend to be excited to see Tom Cruise?
This is what his people are saying. However, does he have so many crazy fans that they're going to mob the airport at Dubai when he gets off the plane?
No.
Are they showing up? Is he the Beatles? Are they showing up when he's on the tarmac?
But I don't know that anyone does.
But doesn't it make sense that if there were 200 screaming, yelling fans at the airport in Dubai when he got off the plane for the premiere, that perhaps it was a staged publicity op?
Sure. I will accept you saying that. I would never suggest that because I believe, in Tom Cruise. And
I do believe in Tom Cruise as well.
Bean and I believe what Tom Cruise says.
I believe that Tom Cruise is the future. Teach him well and let him lead the way. That's what I've always said.
I've never heard you say that.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Emily Browning from Sucker Punch. Man, she looked good in that movie.
Yeah.
She should wear that platinum blonde wig all the time, that one she was rocking. That's a good look for her.
Yeah.
23 years old today. Aaron Carter, singer, 24 years old. Jennifer Carpenter, who, of course, plays Dexter's sister on the TV series Dexter. Are you watching Dexter these days?
I am a couple of episodes behind. It started weak, but it got strong.
It's really coming on. Yeah. Great series. Great season this year. 32 years old today, Jennifer Carpenter is. Sherry Appleby from Roswell is 33 years old today. Muse drummer Dominic Howard is 34 years old. Actor C. Thomas Howell turns 45. He's on Southland. You know, we've had cast members from Southland in from time to time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Michael Cudlitz is one of my favorite actors, and he's on that show. And we tweet occasionally back and forth. And I asked him, I said, what? Seriously, I don't know. When do you guys start? They're not on until late January. Next year, we're going to wait for new episodes of Southland. It's been too long.
It's crazy.
It's been way too long. I missed that show enormously. Tom Waits is 62 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 8 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Wednesday. Got a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup coming up next, and we need to talk about our boy Psycho Mike on the TV. Big stage last night in Las Vegas for the American Chopper live show.
He tried to stir it up. He tried to get some fighting going.
He did. He did.
Those were his marching orders. We told him, look, if you do anything, try to get them to throw some blows.
It's so funny because, you know, usually you see, you know, TV doctors like Dr. Phil try to get people to come together and be nice to each other.
Right.
Mike was like, hey, you guys are getting along. Uh-huh. Why don't you throw down? Why don't you fight?
Hey, you talked a lot, you know, when you weren't in front of him. How about now? He was really trying to egg him on, but we'll give you some highlights of that show coming up as well.
I was very proud of Mike. I thought he did a nice job on the TV last night. All right. Do we have Mr. Jones? We're getting him.
We're getting
almost
close.
Have him. Yeah. As you know, UFC 141 is happening this weekend. I think this one's in Canada, isn't it?
Yeah,
Toronto, I think is where it is. Excuse me, UFC 140 is what it is. And the top of the card fight is John Bones Jones going against Lyoto the Dragon Machida. That is going to be on pay-per-view, and it is going to be Saturday night. And Dave apparently is just trading recipes with Bones right now.
I wouldn't doubt it, by the way. I wouldn't doubt it. Dave's in the other room going, so tell me what it's like to be in the octagon and how it works.
Because he's not my fault.
So excited about it.
I know. Dave's doing a very exciting pre-interview right now. Unfortunately, that doesn't help us on the radio.
It's going to be a great fight. It's Saturday night at 6 o'clock. Rua is fighting. No, Rua is not fighting. I'm sorry. He's one of the guys that Bones destroyed on his way to the championship. All right. Now we have him. Here we go. John Bones Jones. Good morning.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Bonjour to you.
That's it.
Comment ça va?
Nope, that's it. I'm out now. I'm out.
How are you feeling, man? I know you've done this many times before, but once it gets to be the week of, you're a few days out. What's going through your head, dude?
I feel great. I feel great. I feel as if I'm right where I'm supposed to be. You know, this is what I do. This is what I do best. And Yeah, now I'm just kind of playing the waiting game.
Is this week full of nerves? I mean, because you train for 99% of the time, and then you fight in the ring one night, and the week out, you got to be completely ready to fight. You could fight now, right?
Right, yeah.
But you have to wait, and you have to wait, and you have to wait till Saturday night. Does that make you nervous or no?
No, it doesn't make you any more nervous. You know, it just makes you more sharp and more on point. You know, now that the fight's so close, I'm not really, you know, weightlifting or working out like that. You know, now I just get to sit around and just really focus and think more about why I'm here and what I've done and what I got to do. So now that my body's ready, you know, now this week consists of getting my mind ready and getting my mind even more confident. I feel great, man.
I got to tell you, I'm one of the people that I watch, you know, every of the pay-per-views, and I've seen all of your fights. And every time I underestimate you because you were so new and you didn't have a lot of...
And so young?
And young and experience. And you go up against somebody who had a lot of experience. And I go, I don't know. Maybe this is the time that, Rampage or Rua, Ahua, or, you know, some of these other guys. I don't know. And then
I gotta go now.
No. But I was wrong every time. Then you would just destroy them. And I would go, wow, what's happening? This guy is unbelievable.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you know, I heard a quote that says, you're always the underdog on your way up, you know. So I'm comfortable with being underdog and you know, rising up to new challenges. You know, all these guys I respect so much, and you know, behind every great challenge and great risk, there's great reward, and I'm just happy.
You seem like the best natural athlete that's come along in a while. You do spinning back elbows. I think you even jumped over a guy. I mean, it's like the stuff you do in the ring is just, it isn't normal. It's not what we see from other people, but you've just kind of, you're almost like a ninja.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I really wouldn't consider myself that much of a natural athlete. You know, throughout high school, I've never really had, like, great coordination. You know, I could never, you know, dunk a basketball or catch footballs or throw a football straight or hit a baseball or you know, I wasn't the fastest on track or anything that, you know, that screamed out being a natural good athlete. But fighting is something where I've just really learned how to control my body in different ways and between drilling and repetition, you know, I guess to kind of make it look natural. But
how far ahead do you think? Do you think I'm about to throw a spinning back elbow? I'm about to do this, or does it just, it's all instinct?
It becomes instincts because of so many times, I do it at practice and on the bag. You know, I think once you do a move up to 1,000 times, you can just do it without thinking. You can do it as easy as you walk. And that's the approach I take in training. You know, sometimes I'll do the most simple, easy move, but I'll be doing it over and over and over. And when it comes fight, you know, it's like, you know, my mind sees it, my body just pulls the trigger.
Right. Mm.
It's the voice of John Bones Jones on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're talking about UFC 140 this Saturday night on pay-per-view. You're going to be fighting, of course, against the Dragon. How much time or have you spent any extra time honing karate skills in anticipation of this particular opponent?
No, not at all. You know, I was thinking about taking that approach, and I was actually watching some of his footage. You know, he has these whole Machida Karate DVDs out that he was selling. Shout out to his DVD. Go buy one, right?
That's a first.
I was watching that and actually learning from it, trying to study him. And my coaches said, you know, John, don't watch that. You know, these are moves that will only confuse you. Half the moves he doesn't actually do in competition. And I was actually learning from it. So there's like, you know, this guy's been doing karate his whole life. You know, we don't want you to go in the fight with any type of karate mindset. We want you to stick to what you're best at, which is being a strong wrestler. And I have pretty strong Muay Thai kickboxing. And that's what we're going to do.
If you do what you do best, it doesn't matter what he does.
Exactly.
He's not going to be able to get around to it. Do you have a lot of pressure on you because you're super young, you're the UFC light heavyweight champion, and you seem to have this future of the sport title on your shoulders? Do you feel that ever?
Yeah, you know, having the whole future of the sport thing is not something, you know, it's kind of something that's been given to me.
It's a good problem to have.
It's cool to be looked at in that light, you know. But I don't feel any extra pressure, you know. I remember about my very first fight and my second fight, two different commentators from two different states, they both compared me to Anderson Silva. And that was my first you know, two bouts. So I've been getting pretty big compliments since day one. Not to sound, you know, that way.
No, but you have been. The entire time you have been.
Yeah, so I've just kind of been riding with it, and you know, hearing cool things like being the future of the sport and things like that. It just helps me to never be satisfied with where I'm at now, and to always continue to work hard to maybe prove those people right one day.
Well, you sure sound like you're a head on straight too, and I know you're a committed family man with a happy family. You seem to be right with the Lord. It just seems like you're doing all the right things right now to go as far as you want to go, Bones.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Just, you know, that's what I try to pray for, is just that, you know, it keeps me in the right path, and that, you know, everything continues to keep falling in order.
Well, listen to this mellow, peaceful Zen guy who's going to go and try to kill a man in a few days, Kevin.
He's
not going to try to kill him. He's just going to take him out.
Exactly.
But, well, yeah, you're unbelievable, and it's great to talk to you. And your fight comes up Saturday night. Again, it's on pay-per-view. It starts at 6 p.m. And
don't forget, Frank Mir on the same card, Tito Ortiz on the same card. I mean, it's a whole night. It's an unbelievable night, 140. Yeah, it's great.
It's exciting. Yeah, so check it out. Pay-per-view, UFC 140, December 10th.
You're the best. Thank you.
Hey, I have a Twitter plug, too.
Please.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Yeah, I'm on Twitter, so please follow me at Johnny Bones, JohnnyBones.
There you go, at Johnny Bones.
Will do, man. Good luck to you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey, let me put in a plug right now for people who maybe are just turning on their radio hearing the Kevin and Bean Show today. And, you know, you've already missed a lot of stuff. We just talked to John Bones Jones about the UFC fight this weekend. We talked about the Donald Trump debate. We talked to Matt Money Smith about the NBA. Gave away some acoustic Christmas tickets. Thanks for that info, Bean. A lot of stuff on the show that you missed. You can always hear as much of it as you care to at krock.com, where we post the podcast every day. Or you can subscribe in iTunes and never miss a show. So how about that? Public service announcement from the Kevin and Bean Show. We're here for you, man.
And right now we have another feature for you.
Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Go to KevinandBean.com or KROQ.com. You can see all of these videos. There are several of them that we put up that aren't good audio, so we're not going to play clips of it. The 2011 movie portfolio is great. Olivia Munn's FHM shoot, great.
Okay.
Jimmy Kimmel Live this week on Unnecessary Censorship, great. But you got to watch the new dude who fights with a bouncer and then runs out into the middle of the street and then climbs up on top of a car and then falls off and hits the ground.
This is what's amazing about the era we live in, where everyone has a cell phone camera, is this stuff has happened throughout all of time, but now it rarely happens without somebody getting it on film and putting it on YouTube.
Thank God. But when you hear this kind of commentary, you know something good's going on.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! I got that on video. That's priceless!
That's priceless! Dude climbs up on top of a car in the middle of the street. That car is... you know, not moving, it stopped, but it's still in traffic and it's going to move.
Geez.
So the person just goes, well, guess I'll step on the gas now. And he flips right off. Here's the News Anchor Fail compilation of 2011.
I love these.
And there are a bunch of them. Here's just one.
More teens are having luck, rather.
See, because it rhymes with luck, but she said it wrong. Somebody took the time, and we always like to ask, who's got this kind of time to take all of the pregame NFL pregame shows and put together only when they're laughing? Not what they're laughing about. There's no context. Just a bunch of clips of them laughing nonsensically. I don't know why he does it.
I don't know, but it makes me laugh.
It's way entertaining to watch, though, because you don't have any idea what's going on. You can have your Eminem, you can have your Busta Rhymes, you can have your Twista. I'll take Mac Lethal anytime. This is a white dude who's making pancakes, and while he's making pancakes... he's rapping.
Let's go. Gotta butter up another one to put it on this grill. A couple minutes, Dell's done. Ain't nobody with this kid. So Dell Jerry Sandusky, I'm gonna kill him with a stun gun. Come, get it. Crumb hit his bitter with a fit of venom when I split a drum. Take another visit in a minute where the menace to society is in the guy to defeat a Vita, Danny DeVito. When I believe
that's just a little bit of it.
Are you serious?
It goes on. It goes on like, yeah, while he's cooking, it goes on for like 4 minutes, and it's a single shot video too.
One
it's not
shot.
Like this is all edited.
So there's no edit.
Unbelievable.
And I'm looking at this, I'm going, how does Drake have number one albums and this guy doesn't have a record deal? I mean, this guy's incredible, right?
He really is unbelievable. He's got a bunch of other ones, too, if you want to check for that. Here is Kristen Stewart in quotes, explaining Christmas.
So three pilgrims come with gifts. One is Frankenstein, a merman, and then gold from Jared's jewelry. Jared's has, like, the best gold and diamonds. It was a nice gift.
I love her so much. Really, I don't know who the actress is who always plays Kristen Stewart, but she just has her down pat with the hair flipping and the roll of the eyes and the slouching and the mumbling. She's the best.
Steve Buscemi was hosting Saturday Night Live, and they did an SNL digital short called Batman Creeps Out Commissioner Gordon. And Steve Buscemi plays Commissioner Gordon, and everywhere he turns, Batman is. And it's driving him crazy up to the point where he's actually in the shower with him.
Get out of my shower!
Aquaman 2.
The water's off in my building.
Get out now. Put some pants on.
It's very funny. Everywhere he turns, he's like, stop following me around. Catherine Heigl Hates Balls is the name of this.
Oh.
And it stars Catherine Heigl.
A lot of people say to me, Catherine, you promote neutering so much, you must really love animals. And I'm like, yeah, they're okay, I guess. But the real reason I'm so pro-neutering is I hate balls.
Yeah, so that happens.
Okay, all right.
That happens. Kyle Orton, in quotes, farewell to the Broncos.
My name's Kyle Orton, and I'm the former quarterback of the Denver Broncos. You know what I'm going to miss about Denver? Nothing. The only good thing about Denver now is that they've recently got an IKEA. It sucks. If you're Tim Tebow, it doesn't suck. If I knew that all I'd have to do as a quarterback is hand off the ball, I would have just handed off the ball.
I don't know who that guy is, but it is hilarious.
And finally, I'm sexy and I'm homeless. This is an awesome rap video. You must watch the whole thing.
When I walk on by, I smell like and I'm coming fly. A pimp to the beat, eat from the garbage on the street. Yeah, this is how I roll. Paper bag pants out of control. You can find me at the glory hole. Run it through the wall for a quick free. Girl, look at my body. I ain't trash. Please give me some money. I ain't trash.
When I walk in the spot,
yeah, this is what they see.
Okay,
an old dirty man that drinks his old pee. Got a disaster in my pants, and I ain't scared to show it. Show it. Show it, show it. I'm sexy and I'm homeless.
We put up an all-new Internet Roundup from time to time, and you can also see the archives of every Internet Roundup going back quite a number of years, by the way. So there's no excuse to work from now to the end of the year. There are hundreds, maybe thousands of videos up available for you through KevinAndBean.com or KRock.com. Just click on the Internet Roundup.
Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Want to join us this weekend for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas Concerts? Sure you do. We give you your choice of tickets in the pit in less than a half an hour from right now here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Our buddy Psycho Mike was on my TV last night. I'm very proud of Mike. You know, ever since he left the show, he's been threatening to appear on all these television shows.
Yeah.
Oh, don't have time for radio, guys. Too big for radio. I'm Rich Mike now. Can't hang out with you guys because I have all these TV shows. None of them ever aired until this week, and now he's finally on the Discovery Channel.
American Chopper Live was the name of the show, The Build Off, and it was the Tuttles and Jesse James.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, they all got together, built bikes, and then somebody voted. Here's a little bit of the drama behind the scenes for those of you that don't watch the show. This is Tuttle Jr. and Tuttle Sr., who hate each other with a passion, and this is them throwing chairs and throwing desks and turning over computers and just going nuts.
You got an awfully nice house for what I did.
You're the most disrespectful person that I know.
And so are you.
You're going to bury this company.
If I wasn't involved, this go to it would burn to the days of that. You know what? Get the out of here. And don't want to come in tomorrow to terminate. Good, it's about time.
Good times.
Whoa. Jerry.
So we told Mike, you have to do everything you can to get him to fight. I mean, there have to be blows
that
on this.
It shouldn't be hard.
Right.
And let's remember, it's a three-way hate fest because Junior hates Senior. Senior hates Junior. They both hate Jesse James. Jesse James hates both of them. So you've got a potential for a tremendous amount of drama that Mike could stir up last night.
I love my father, but under the circumstances, it's not healthy for me.
All right, so this is both of them, Junior and Senior, on the stage with Psycho Mike, and he's
saying first time they've spoken in a year, right?
Yes, and he's saying he loves his father, and then Mike tries to actually turn it into something good, which now this is disappointing. I wanted blows, I wanted fights.
You know, you're saying it to me, you're saying it to the audience here and at home. Why don't you look at him right in the eyes right now? Is there anything we can do right here, right now? Say something to him. Maybe we can get some wounds mended.
Are you getting emotional?
I am a little bit emotional.
This is Junior making fun of Mike.
You want to get knocked?
That was Senior making fun of him, and if I read his lips correctly, I can't say any of the words.
Oh, all right.
Here's some clips of Jesse James bad-mouthing the Tuttles and his problem with, you know, how they make motorcycles.
I don't really think the Tuttles would even know how to turn any of my machines on, let alone use them. I think the Tuttles have been taking illegal money from people by building products. You want to hear what progress sounds like at their shop? Kick decorator just does stuff on the outside. He just comes in after the fact and squeezes a bunch of on it and calls it his. I'm sorry if all that stuff hurts those guys' feelings, but I totally meant it.
All right, so that happens.
All right.
He's a fantastic trash talker, by the way.
Yep.
Because the Tuttles are guys who have had successful businesses, both of them now. Junior and Senior run their own shops, very successful, very popular. But Jesse is basically just waving a hand and going, those guys are trash. They don't have any idea what they're doing, and I'm so much better.
But when you see him build the bike, Jesse makes every part of the bike.
Right.
And I was incredibly impressed with that.
He is way better than they are. That's true. Now, I know a lot of people don't like Jesse because of all of his personal problems and the whole thing with Sandra Bullock and the whole thing with Kat Von D.
Yeah.
But he kicked ass. So then they bring him out. Now he's sitting there with Junior and Senior.
He knew this day would come. It's pretty easy to talk trash to a camera crew. You got him right here. Is it going to stop now? Or are you going to continue?
These bikes aren't riders. You know, this bike right here behind me, Paul Jr.'s, it's got a 3/4 gallon gas tank under the motor.
It's a full gallon, Jesse.
Oh, full gallon. I'm sorry.
What do you think about Senior's bike?
Hey, I didn't do this just for TV. I did this for me to ride. You know, these guys don't ride bikes. You know, I dare him to get on that hunk of to ride it.
So that happened. So wow. Then they go to the judges, and I think Psycho Mike went to the Ryan Seacrest / every host that has ever announced results on a TV show forever class because it takes, I'm going to play it in real time so you get an idea of how this went.
The world is watching, and we have a winner. Here we go. The fans have voted, and we have the results.
And the winner is...
third place
is
Senior. Now it's just down to Jesse and Junior, the builder with the best bike and the winner of American Chopper Live. The build off
is if you ask me, that was stupid because Junior's bike really did have only a gallon tank. So you literally could drive it 15 to 20 miles and then you'd have to refill. So it was really just a show bike. It looked way cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't ride it. You can't ride it.
I didn't watch night one, so I don't know what the rules were or what the criteria were. I mean, it was a beautiful bike. I preferred Jesse's anyway. And the fact that Jesse basically hand-forged that, the fact that he went out and actually created metal to build his bike with was way impressive to me.
He was way more impressive than those two guys, by far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But who knows?
I will tell you, though, that I wish they had gone to Jesse like they do in so many other events and in competitions. I wish we would have heard from Jesse because I think Jesse really thought he was going to win. I'd love to hear what he had to say about it after he lost. They didn't have time to do that, unfortunately. But I thought Mike did a great job. I was really proud of our boy Psycho Mike. He looked ridiculous on television there in his leather jacket, dressed up like a biker. He did look ridiculous, but I thought he did a nice job.
He did a great job, except for he didn't get him to fight. And that's all we told him to do. Is that so hard?
Fail.
Kevin is not about anything other than somebody fist fighting anymore.
Come on,
that's his new thing.
All three hated each other. He's already got a leg up.
At least arm wrestle. Do something.
Thank you, Lisa. This email says, "Dear Kevin and Bean, you owe me breakfast."
What?
Just lost mine after watching the pole dancing video.
Dave. Oh, don't you start on my Lulu.
Look, Lulu.
Do not comment my Lulu.
We talked about Lulu last hour. I put up a post that has the video.
I am in love with Lulu.
But one of my warnings is have breakfast first. That's what I said. And I guess he did, but it's still, it wasn't early. No, there wasn't
breakfast
enough
first.
Time.
You have breakfast after.
Yeah, I don't know. You won't want to eat.
Yeah, but if you do eat,
yeah.
Then what happens?
I'm not sure what the right advice is.
Yeah.
Ralph, I know you've talked before that you're willing to go down a couple of notches in the physicality of the woman if she's got skills. And
that's
Lulu
right.
does look like a goer. She looks like someone who would give you a good time.
Got mad skills.
Right.
But
yeah.
You'd die under her. I mean, she'd smother you.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't be under her. That's ridiculous, Kevin. Use some common sense.
Like you'd have any choice.
Well, I'd saddle up and... Ride high.
Go to krock.com, kevinandbean.com. It's right under the internet roundup. And don't don't go there. Don't watch it.
She's the largest pole dancing woman you've ever seen.
Look, so, she's always been curvy, okay? But she's not going to let her weight get in the way of what she loves.
Exactly.
That's
big people can be sexy.
We all can take with
yes,
us,
but
I think.
Curvy is maybe a little low.
Does she have
but
curves? Does she have curves?
I don't know. She has curves like the Earth has curves from space, Ralph.
She has bulges.
Curves are curves.
Is a bulge a curve?
Curves are curves, man.
Ralph is here. Time for the Showbiz Beat Now on a Wednesday Kevin and Bean Show. Again, your choice of tickets in the pit coming up immediately after the Showbiz Beat. So stick around.
Seriously.
Seriously what?
Got to make a little editorial statement here to the folks over at the A&E Network. A&E.
Okay.
A&E, you're killing me. You got to stop it. You got to stop it.
What's the problem?
You got to stop the Storage Wars marathons on Tuesdays. I'm exhausted. I can't keep my eyes open because I was up all last night watching the Storage Wars. Can't stop.
That's
it's like
on you.
It's like M&M's. You watch a half-hour Storage Wars, you're like, I can't wait for the next Storage Wars. Yeah. I can't wait. And it was like, I don't know, like 10 in a row last night. And now they've added Storage Wars Texas.
Yeah, what about that?
Oh. Because
what about Storage Wars Texas?
Now I got a whole new problem. Now I have a whole new addiction. Now I'm addicted to Storage Wars Texas.
Let's see what's in the storage room.
This is like CSI. They're going to franchise this thing all over the country. There's gonna be Storage Wars in every corner of this great nation of ours, and I say there can't be enough.
That show blows when you got
it's awesome.
When you have moonshiners.
Oh, whatever.
And you have
moonshiners.
And you have swamps giving.
Yeah, listen.
Day.
You and your swamp people and your moonshiners and your lady hoggers and your big shrimpin' and all the other white trash reality shows that you like. Just pale in comparison to the magic that is Storage Wars.
They had moonshiners on last night after the chopper show, the Psycho Mike,
yep,
and I got,
sure
I got stuck in that and watched it for
moonshiners.
A while.
See, those are your people, Kevin.
They
That's
are.
Why.
I love
that,
them.
That speaks to
but
your
Kevin,
your background.
I'm
and
a moonshiner.
Your people were, I'm sure, Ozark, living in the Ozarks many years ago.
That is not true.
I didn't watch that one, Kevin, but how do they get around these people putting their names and faces on television clearly doing something illegal? Why are they not arrested?
I don't know, except to say they must have obviously shot it, you know, earlier and then shown it. But they do put their faces on, they show them trying to get around the law. And
yeah.
They tell the law trying to catch them.
I just don't see how do they know that?
Why it's illegal, but I guess it is, so. Anyway, it's great. It's great TV.
No comparison to the jade statue that was found in the cushions of a ratty old sofa on Storage
wow,
Wars last night.
Wow, that sounds terrible.
It was awesome.
Was there any moonshine involved?
There was no moonshine.
No. I don't need Storage
Wars. Listen, Jethro.
Storage Wars is dumb.
No one's interested in your moonshine,
boar-catching,
swamp-living, gator-eating, toothless.
I made them all watch
cousin-humping shows anymore,
the show
right?
was on Thanksgiving night that I watched. I made them all in the office watch Swampsgiving. And it was
giving.
Oh, my God.
It was great.
Storage Wars, man. Storage Wars, Texas.
Wrong.
And for me to watch something about anybody in Texas,
yeah.
That has to be compelling television.
That's all I'm telling you.
You see the guy the other day who bought that crappy storage bin, Ralph, and they had the miners' caps, the aluminum miners' caps.
Oil rig workers had
oil
caps.
Rig.
Yeah.
Why was he so excited about those stupid caps?
Because they were one-of-a-kind folk art that had been engraved aluminum oil rig worker hats that went for a couple grand each.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
It's like finding buried treasure, Kevin. It's like being a pirate.
Don't be so boring.
You're missing out, man. Storage Wars is the best. Poor Alec Baldwin. The other my first two showbiz beats this week, this day, rather. Same thing, right?
Today?
Day, week. We're for Kevin. This one's for Lisa.
Okay.
I want to do this one for Lisa.
All right.
Alec Baldwin was booted off an American Airlines flight.
Uh-oh. What? What happened?
Star of 30 Rock was on the tarmac here at LAX. You have to turn off your electronic device, right? You got to get off. You got to turn that off so we can get off the get into the great wild blue yonder.
Yeah, that's not a surprise by now either, by the way.
Alec Baldwin refused to turn off his phone. Why? Because he was playing Words with Friends, Lisa. That's why.
Oh, that's tough when you know there's a word in there. You just can't figure it out, and like your mind is
right. But with Words with Friends, you can turn it off, and it'll be there when you get back.
Of course, it will.
Nope. Instead of complying with the FAA rules, Alec threw a fit, argued with the flight attendant. Didn't end there. He went to the bathroom, slammed the door, and locked himself in.
Oh my God! Was he losing?
Then the captain had to get involved.
He was heard yelling,
"You are a rude, thoughtless little pig."
That's right. The captain had Alec removed from the plane.
Alec, you've got to come out of the bathroom.
No! I have an axe I have to use.
I need a triple word score.
I need to play him. He's a competitor.
That's awesome.
Alex Rep confirmed the story.
She cheats.
Alex Rep confirmed the story, saying he loves Words with Friends so much he was willing to leave the plane for it. That's how much.
So
that's how dedicated
fine with
he is.
Getting thrown off.
Absolutely, he was not giving up his Words with Friends.
And I love that he's blaming the airline. He's saying he'll never fly American again, and no wonder they're going bankrupt, and on, as if they're the bad guys for trying to enforce the very clear FAA policy that's true for all passengers, which is you have to turn off your electronic devices when you're leaving.
But not when you're playing Words with Friends.
There's no Words with Friends asterisks in the rules that they give you.
Oh, there isn't?
No.
Oh, I thought there was.
No.
It's like Lisa in our post-show meetings. You ever seen her sitting on the couch during our meetings? So what are we going to do tomorrow? We have a voice that we can do tomorrow. How about a call in? Lisa's like, "Hey, no, I can't use that. Oh, no, I have too many vowels.
You guys bore me."
Finally, she's being honest. It took her a while to come out of her skin,
she's
but
got
now
like
she
15
is.
Games going on at the same time. And she
cheats. Do you know
people.
Any of these people you play with? Are they just
I
random?
Do.
Like
some.
You do?
Some.
They're friends. It's Words with Friends, Bean. It's right there in the name.
Okay, I didn't realize.
Jessica Simpson is using her pregnancy to make more money.
What a surprise.
Yeah.
She has announced she is launching her new line of Jessica Simpson maternity and baby clothes. Because there's just nothing you can wear when you're going to have a baby.
Why didn't somebody think of this before?
And, strange left, there's nothing for a baby to wear after they're born. Finally, someone's coming up with the idea of clothing for babies.
She's so smart.
The products will debut next February, just around the time... Jessica will be getting ready to pop, so she's tying it all together, making cash once again out of her life.
By the way, if she gains about 10 more pounds, she's Lulu.
No!
I don't know if you've seen Jessica Simpson lately.
Don't compare
it's
Jessica to my Lulu.
Seriously.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. December the 7th, Emily Browning of Sucker Punch is 23 years old today. Jennifer Carpenter, who plays Deb, Dexter's sister. Over there on Dexter, she's 32
Such
years
great
old.
Show.
Great show. By the way, Colin Hanks is just crushing it this season.
He's great on that show
he's
as well.
He's terrific.
And right after that, Homeland is on. That's
yeah,
great.
It's another great show. Sherry Appleby from Roswell is 33 years old today. Muse drummer Dominic Howard turns 34. Former NFL wide receiver Terrell Owens is 38 years old today. I take a particular glee watching him be unemployed and struggling to play in this league. Well, here's what all these guys have to remember. All these divas, all these hot shots.
There's
everybody
an
thinks
the entire time.
I think they're so great, and they're never treated right, and they're not paid enough money. You have a very short window of opportunity here, people. So you better make the best of it and make some friends. I think in the league because now that his talents have diminished, his skills have diminished. Nobody's feeling too sympathetic about helping the guy out and giving him a job, even as a second string.
He could
receiver.
Probably play quite well,
right.
But no one wants him on their team.
For his return now, what you get on his skills, it's just absolutely not worth it. Used to be, you put up with his garbage because of his amazing performance on the field.
Right.
Now, no one wants to take that on.
Yep. And the guys that impress me are the Strahans and, you know, even the Marinos and the Bradshaws and the guys like that who are likable guys who then go on to have a decades-long career in television if they want it. Because, you know, they haven't burned any bridges and people like being around them and they're smart people and know what they're talking about.
Absolutely. See Thomas Howell, actor on Southland currently, 45 years old today, and singer Tom Waits celebrates his 62nd birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I'll walk the show.
You are listening to the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 9:37.
What's happening?
Nothing's happening.
Ralph just sprinting down the hall. He's got his sunglasses on. What's happening? Were you leaving?
I was outside.
Were you leaving?
No, I was outside. Having a conversation.
Were you getting in the car, going home?
Having a conversation.
Having a conversation with a cigarette?
Yes.
All right. Hey, while you catch your breath, Ralph, and prepare to do
no,
the final showbiz
before.
I'm good.
Okay. What's going to happen if I win this auction?
The best thing ever.
You'll fly to New York City and spend the night with Scarlett Johansson. Where's the downside?
I can't fly to New York City and be there in time for this premiere on Monday.
Of course you can.
How can
you
I do that?
Sunday.
During Acoustic Christmas? Is that what I do?
Just book a flight instead of going back to the godforsaken island of misfit toys that you live on.
Okay.
You just fly from Los Angeles to New York.
Do a red eye.
Red eye.
Absolutely.
And arrive too late to be on the radio?
I mean, we don't care if you're on the radio.
Trust me, we're fine.
If you have the chance. No, but listen,
yeah, but
seriously.
It's a great story that you can tell us the next
day. Yeah. If you have the chance to spend the night with Scarlett Johansson, you do it.
Here's what Ralph...
If only CBS Radio had some stations in New York that you could broadcast from.
Doesn't
if only
happen.
That was an option.
Not possible.
So you're saying go from Acoustic Christmas, stay up all night flying to across country, then doing the radio show, and then shuffling on over to the red carpet with my girlfriend Scarlett Johansson.
That sounds
That's pretty rough.
I don't know how you could ever manage.
It's here's what happened. What, win the jackpot and have to carry all that heavy money, to the cashier's cage, and then they got to change it into a check, and
What's wrong with you?
I have to take the check to the bank and deposit it and stay on.
I blame Ralph. I didn't know anything about this, and he came on this morning and said you could be on the red carpet with Scarlett Johansson for the new Cameron Crowe movie that she's in, that We Bought a Zoo. And it's a charity thing that she's raising money for kids. So I said, hey, that sounds like fun. I'll do that. So I went on and I bid on it. And I figured by now I would not be the leader, but I'm still leading on the bidding. and then I didn't realize until after I clicked on it that it's in New York and it's on Monday.
So what?
And I just thought that was inconvenient for this particular week of our show.
Who cares?
Oh, sorry, it's inconvenient. You get to spend the night with one of the most beautiful movie stars in the world at a movie premiere.
So you think the conversation will go like this? Hey, Mr. Weatherby, I'm blowing off Monday shows so I can go to New York and hang out with Scarlett Johansson.
You don't say a word. You just end up in New York. What's wrong with you? Are you not a man?
I have a system. You know that.
Do you have a penis?
I don't like change, suddenly. I don't like things being moved.
My God, man. You're acting like somebody's making you march for there and walk to New York, for God's sake.
Case of gold bullion. I don't know. Then I have to rent a truck and then take it to the vault.
What is wrong with
you? It's inconvenient for me.
All I'm saying is when we come on the air tomorrow, please, God, don't let me be leading on this bid.
And what we're saying is please, God, let him be leading on this bid. And then you'll do the right thing, which is whatever it takes.
Okay.
Only Bean could find the dark cloud hiding behind this enormous silver lining.
Oh, what's he going to do? Oh, this is so upsetting.
Oh, do I have to go to one of the greatest cities in the world and spend the night with a beautiful movie star?
Oh, that's so bad.
Please don't let it happen.
Feel bad for me, people.
Seems like a lot of work.
Hope
that's
you get
all I'm
hit
saying.
By a piano. It falls out of a building.
I don't think that happens often, but I'm down with that.
I want like a cartoon death for Bean. I want like a safe or a piano drop from a tall distance. I want a Wile E. Coyote kind of death for Bean right now. That's what I want.
I'm with you.
You guys wouldn't be the tiniest bit sad.
If you died?
Yes.
No.
Okay. And you would feature me on an all-new Kevin's Death Corner,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we would do a Kevin's Death Corner.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Oh, right. I get it now. That's funny. But seriously, I hate you, and I hope you get hit by a truck.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on the auction there at Charity Buzz.
And first of all, I brought up CharityBuzz.com and the Scarlett Johansson auction for my friend Kevin because I know he adores Scarlett Johansson.
That's why Bean bet.
That's why he tried to cut under you, Kevin, and to stick it to you and try to burn you by bidding on it.
I would have walked to New York and not complained.
On his tongue. He would have walked New York on his tongue to be with Scarlett Johansson.
I don't know how I would do that.
I don't either.
You'd find a way.
I know you think I was doing it to burn Kevin,
you
but
did.
In fact, I was doing it because I love Cameron Crowe so much, and this sounds like a really fun thing to go see.
It's not a date with Cameron Crowe.
But I didn't know it was in New York, so now I'm hosed. There's no way to get from LA to New York.
What's wrong with you? I don't even know where to start. For starters, Scarlett Johansson doesn't play into any part of your decision.
No, it's the zoo movie and Kevin Crowe.
I like zoos and I like Kevin Crowe.
Kevin Crowe could come to my house and bring a zoo.
Come on.
That would be convenient for me.
Look at the tigers. How is Scarlett...
All right, let's give Ralph back some of his time.
I don't want anything
there's
anymore.
There's not enough FU in this planet right now.
Please let him win. Please let him win.
Please don't let me win.
And just be out the 7,500 or whatever he bid. Whatever it takes.
Oh, what if I'd be so tired.
What if I win and we can talk Scarlett Johansson into coming on the Kevin and Bean show instead of entertain me in New York at the red carpet thing? Then I don't have to go. The charity makes money and we get Scarlett as a guest.
Nope.
That's not the point.
She's not welcome.
I thought that would be nope. A win-win-win, though. I thought everybody would win that.
No, win-win-win with me and Kevin going to Scarlett Johansson's place in New York and spending the night with her, drinking at a party for her new movie. That would be a win-win-win.
And then taking her home and fighting over her. Which I win.
Or just coming up with the wobbly H.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure, yeah.
You guys never want to be in a threesome together, but would you consider it if it were Scarlett Johansson?
Of course.
If it's the wobbly H, yes.
We just avert our eyes. That's all.
All right.
Just look down. Looking down.
Boy, would that be awkward the next day on the show, though.
No, we're not, because you know why? You wouldn't be able to hear the show because Kevin and I would be too busy high-fiving. All you would hear is high fives all day long. Just a constant slapping noise and coming through the microphones.
See, to us, beautiful women equals good.
Seems like
you
a pain in the
ass
to me. Seems like too much trouble.
How do we put this in Bean language?
I can't imagine. Okay, Scarlett Johansson's Pluto.
There you go. Okay, good.
Yes. That's a start.
Yes.
Okay. And you get a chance to take a trip to Pluto.
Oh, my God, a trip to Pluto? Yes.
On a flying map.
That's filled with numbers.
Right.
I'm in.
And sponsored by the post office.
But it's going to take you just 6 hours to get to Pluto. It might be a little convenient. You can't be at your house. You have to go to Pluto. You have to leave.
Okay.
It's just a simple six-hour flight, however.
It's worth it for Pluto, though.
And I'm seriously angry at you.
And you may not be able to do the show the day you're on Pluto.
It would be worth it.
See?
That sounds like it would be worth
That's
it.
That's what we're saying.
That's what we're saying.
Okay.
Now when you say Scarlett Johansson, you just think Pluto.
Okay. I'm in. Got it. Thank you. Much better.
Wow.
If it was a dead Scarlett Johansson,
he'd be all over it.
Right. If she was trapped inside the sunken Edmund Fitzgerald, then he would travel 2 days to go see her.
Unbelievable.
You're infuriating. I don't know if I can go on with any of these stories now. Everything else seems lame in comparison.
I agree.
I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
Congratulations to the folks who were nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Congratulations to the latest inductees. It's going to happen in 2012. One of those bands, a little band called Guns N' Roses. May have heard of them. May have heard of those guys. They lead the class of 2012 along with the Beast Boys. Red Hot Chili Peppers, late singer and songwriter Laura Nyro, Donovan, the British rock group The Small Faces, later known as The Faces. I think they're inducting them just as one long name.
At some point, they
said. Small Faces, The Faces.
Take out small.
Yeah. Look at our faces, really. Are they small? No, they're not that small.
They turned over a whole bunch of members. They had a couple that were in both, but they're very, very different bands.
And we don't care.
The Guns N' Roses also turned over an enormous amount of band members.
About small faces to just faces.
But they haven't changed the name to Roses.
We don't care about the band members.
I'm just kidding.
Would you like to know the starting lineup for the Small Faces?
He knows that.
Steve Marriott was the lead singer, and then when he left, they brought in Rod Stewart. That's when they became the Faces. So they're very different sounding. Okay, I'm going to back out now.
Would you please?
Played off by the...
Didn't play off by the cat.
The cat.
Why not, Bean? This is America!
That's true.
While we're talking about music, this is a good match. Drummer Roger Taylor of Queen says that they may be touring as Queen with Adam Lambert of American Idol fame as their lead singer.
Oh.
Can you imagine a better match?
Be awesome.
I never thought Queen could tour with anybody else. I know they did it with, who was the
guy? Paul Rogers.
Paul Rogers, right. But,
he would be great.
I think Adam Lambert would be the only guy I can imagine taking over that role with his sort of flamboyant theatricality and his amazing range and his
vocal
talent.
We all thought
that
during American Idols he sounded like Queen, right?
Yeah.
He would be great.
Apparently, Roger says he and guitarist Brian May are in conversations with Adam and want to take him on the road to do a Queen tour. Nothing has been signed yet, but they are in conversation, so that could happen sometime in 2012. You can check that out.
It's either him or...
Mama.
Shatner.
Shatner.
Yeah, sure.
Just killed a man.
Killed a man.
It is amazing
Mama.
How...
I would pay to see that.
Oh, hell yeah. It's amazing how those Queen songs have continued to be so popular, you know, over 20 years after Freddie Mercury's death. They're still an enormously popular band.
They're great songs.
And how do you find a singer to replace Freddie Mercury? Impossible. But Adam Lambert seems like the guy.
I think he's the next best thing. Today's celebrity birthdays, Emily Browning of Sucker Punch is 23 years old today. Jennifer Carpenter plays Deborah Morgan on the TV series Dexter, 32 years old. Today, by the way, was the finalization of their divorce decree. They're officially divorced as of today.
Good, because marrying your sister is an ugly, ugly
They are not thing. Actually brothers.
That's only sisters. Legal in Florida, right, I guess? That's the only way they could get away with that.
In Miami.
By the way, they both claim they're still best of friends.
Sure they are. They're celebrities, Ralph.
Despite the they're able despite to do the divorce, which is good news because they have to show up and work with each other every day.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever done that as a phone topic, people who have to work side by side with their spouse after a divorce.
Or even exes.
Curious to know.
Just work with your exes. You know, yeah. That's got to be rough, right? Sherry Appleby from Roswell. She's 34 years old today. Muse drummer Dominic Howard turns 34. C. Thomas Howe is 45. And singer Tom Waits, 62 years old today. I received a bunch of angry emails from people saying that it's also Nicki Minaj's birthday today. I did not have her on my list. I wish her a big-ass birthday.
Okay.
Because she's got a big ass.
She does.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin to Beat Show, we got Howie Mandel, who, of course, is one of the judges for America's Got Talent. They are looking for you. I think America's
looking
Got
Talent. For me?
I think America's Got Talent should have a question mark at the beginning of the season. You don't know how it's going to go.
The answer is usually nope.
Maybe not.
They're looking for a new judge, too, aren't they, on that show? I think they lost Piers Morgan, so they're going to need a new judge on that show. Maybe Howie will have some ideas.
Dr. Drew will be on the program tomorrow. And we have your tickets in the pit. You're running out of time. It is going to be Thursday tomorrow, so we've got your tickets in the pit for the 22nd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
That's inconvenient for me. Can we move the date of that show?
I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to make it.
I'd like it to be on Bainbridge Island.